InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Dick Cheney is dead at 84, another omen or harbinger of the collapse of the old globalist order. Bomb threats are being called in strategically in New Jersey and other states in key Republican precincts and so much more. This is a massively important election day. 2025 transmission, Tuesday, November 4th. You are the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds on Rumble, Relic, Shones on X, Infowars.com/show. Now tell folks about your local stations. You are the Paul Revere. Here's my breakdown on Cheney's death and more coming up straight ahead. Dick Cheney, one of the most evil men in modern history, died yesterday at 84. And whereas I don't really like to ever celebrate anybody's death, this is just another bellwether sign of the old evil neocon globalist establishment dying and passing away. His daughter being thrown out of Congress with the lowest approval rating ever in the low 20s is just emblematic of humanity rejecting their evil. They knowingly lied about WMDs. They created the Project for New American Century a year before 9/11, calling for a catalyzing terror attack that would kill 3,000 people. But they said the same number as Pearl Harbor was 3,000. 9/11 was 3,000. The man worked under Rumsfeld, who was the protege of L.L. Emmonser that planned Operation Northwoods, the plan to fly planes into buildings and attack U.S. military bases and blame it on Cuba and the Russians to start a nuclear war. That plan was killed by Kennedy. So we're talking about an evil, evil, evil person. And God knows how many heart transplants he had. So I'm not going to judge him. From God's position, I don't know he's burning in hell, but he's burning in hell, in my opinion. So another one of these evil globalists is no longer on the planet and has now faced death, the ultimate equalizer. There are so many incredible crimes that Cheney committed, and the fact that he was really the president, not George W. Bush, who is more just like an oaf. I don't even really see him as an evil person. But Herbert Walker Bush's dad, extremely evil. His father, Prescott Bush, the main bagman for the Nazis, very evil. And so this is a very, very nasty, nasty, evil group of people. And you got Ben Shapiro and the rest of them saying that the neocons control the conservative MAGA movement and the Tucker Carlson and myself aren't MAGA. Well, let me tell you something, Ben Shapiro, you were a never-Trumper. You're a neocon. And so your spirit animal is Dick Cheney. And so your spirit animal is no longer with us. So you guys are not populist. You're not conservative. You were pro poison shot. You are pro surveillance state. You are pro tyranny. And you guys saying that Tucker Carlson is the new Hitler is a complete joke. You guys misrepresent everything. And just like Dick Cheney, you're on the ash heap of history. You're unpopular. And I saw Shapiro yesterday say, we control the conservative movement. We control MAGA. We won't let these Nazis take it over. You're billing everybody that disagrees with you as Nazis. Almost all of them are not Nazis. And most of them aren't even anti-Israel. So you're full of crap, and people see through it. Follow me on X right here at Relox Jones, and I'll be live today at 11 a.m. Central, covering it all. I'm Brianna Morello's on the air right now with American Journal at Infowars.com/show, and right here on X at Relox Jones. Be sure to check out the live feed. But bye-bye. Happy trails, Dick Cheney. Ding dong, the witch is dead. The witch, witch, witch. The witch, oh, witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. And all the flying monkeys like Ben Shapiro, the rest of the neocons, they just don't know what to do.
Cheney will be voting for Kamala Harris.
Cheney, son of George W. Bush's Vice President Dick Cheney, declaring she and her father will be crossing party lines to vote for Vice President Kamala Harris in November.
Well, he just crossed the River Styx, paid his two pieces of gold to Charon, the boatman, and now he's in the underworld. All right, the main transmission starts in 60 seconds. I'm going to do my job today. I've got hundreds of huge things to cover. Gab McGinnis coming on and so much more today. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from the embattled Infowars.com studios. Follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on the Alex Jones channel on Rumble and share those feeds now. You got all the power, so use it. It's an Infowars! Bon voyage, Dick Cheney. Bon voyage, Liz Cheney. Bon voyage, Barack Obama. The world has woken up to you and moved on, and nothing you can do will ever put you neocons back together again. Not all the little Lilliputians like Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin. No, we know who you are.
We also have to work, though, sort of the dark side, if you will. We've got to spend time in the shadows and in the intelligence world. A lot of what needs to be done here will have to be done quietly, without any discussion, using sources and methods that are available to our intelligence agencies, if we're going to be successful.
Cheney will be voting for Kamala Harris.
Cheney, son of George W. Bush's Vice President Dick Cheney, declaring she and her father will be crossing party lines to vote for Vice President Kamala Harris in November.
It is Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide in defense of liberty and resistance to tyranny. Well, one of the most evil men of the last century, Dick Cheney, died last night of pneumonia and heart failure with one of the many hearts he'd had transplanted into his heartless body. And I never really celebrate anybody's death, but I am glad that he's had a chance now to face God, the things that he did. And just notice that the completely out-of-touch Democrat leadership and their own party, including leftist groups, celebrated Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney, his evil daughter, endorsing Kamala. And they thought that would be a positive thing with the voters. So we have a new Republican Party that is almost completely anti-war, anti-neocon. And we have Mark Levin making really threats towards Tucker Carlson and others, joining Josh Hammer and saying, oh, you think you guys are popular? You think you're going to stop us? No, you're not. So they're trying to shore up the whole neocon arm of the Republican Party that Netanyahu has been right at the heart of by calling everyone that's against it Hitler. And that's why I've been so upset about that and focused on that. We've got big new developments on that today. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I spent 3 hours on it yesterday. We spent another hour on other big issues, but today I've got to be very judicious with the time because there's so much happening. So first off, let's talk about the key elections in New York, Virginia, New Jersey, Minnesota, Texas, California. I mean, it's all ultra important in this off-year election. And it's really a bellwether for how much election fraud will there be, which a lot of the poll watchers and experts Trump has out there, the Dems have been trying to block. It's totally constitutional. Will radical Islamicist communist win in New York and in Minnesota, in Minneapolis? Will the CIA on record operative in Virginia win the governorship, despite the fact that she defended the AG candidate, saying he's going to kill representatives in the government and their children by name? There's just a lot on the table right now. And we'll know by late this evening, except in key Republican precincts in New Jersey, at least seven, but more reports are coming in. Bomb threats shutting down the predominantly most red areas of New Jersey. And then I was looking this morning. There's nowhere in New York City that's Republican, no precinct. But guess what? The ones leaning there where you get more votes for people that aren't from Mondani, they got bomb threats and got shut down. And Mondani, of course, got ahead of it, being advised by Obama and the globalists, and said, with no evidence, Trump is behind the bomb threats. Yeah, uh-huh. And maybe we'll have some more water mains break like we saw in Atlanta, Georgia in 2020, chicanery like that. And, of course, there wasn't ever a water main that broke. There wasn't a water pipe. It was just a lie. So look for lots of that, and look for lots of midnight ballots being delivered. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. So let's tackle some of that first. Then we have big developments with ICE, where ICE is now releasing videos from the events you saw over the weekend and other places in Illinois, where they plow into ICE vehicles, attack the vehicles, try to get the prisoners out. ICE slams the people into the ground, not even as rough as I would. I mean, they just get them down. I couldn't help it. I'd probably bounce the head a few times after you ram me with your vehicle at 35 miles an hour, 40 miles an hour, and try to kill me. And they go, oh, my God, and they cut to, again, we already covered this over the weekend, but it's incredible. They cut to the ICE on top of people going, look, they're just attacking citizens for no reason. And mainstream media, CNN, all of them run it. That's a scandal. That's criminal. That's trying to get ICE killed. You know, and Trump's like, oh, this other late-night comic talking trash about me, that might be illegal. They have no viewers. Their jokes don't become the censor they say you are. You're not censoring them, but you're making statements like that. You don't need to do that. They're a joke. But when you release videos editing the truth and make it look like federal officers are just randomly attacking people, that is a dangerous fraud invoking violence. And there's a lot of serious repercussions from that that need to come. But regardless, they're now releasing their own footage of it. But the good news is citizens are out there, and we've got their back because they are outnumbered hundreds to one. So we've got new developments on that. They released their own footage. You have the American College of Physicians having to send out a memo to all of the surgeons in the country saying your main mission is to save people, Hippocratic Oath. Do not kill people if they're viable for their organs. And that's because in a lot of these hospitals run by the former governor of Virginia, he talked about it on TV in interviews, they will kill somebody for their organs that is viable. And they will keep a baby alive and tell the mother it's died and then take it and harvest its organs. But don't worry, they keep it comfortable before they do it, close quote. So we have that insane evil being exposed, and that's because Kennedy has been exposing it with his task force and in ordering it, and they're getting ready, like it's already begun, to prosecute a whole bunch of these doctors and hospitals. And there's already been indictments that just barely hits the news. And then that's a bridge into this story. Robert F. Kennedy just announced it's official by law, getting to give them 3 months to do it, but all of the mercury out of hundreds of different so-called vaccines has been removed from all vaccines. We've got a statement from him. They have a powerful statement that I 100% agree with from Patrick McDavid about Trump and what Trump has already achieved. And then I have a warning to Trump that I just started to give a prelude to about one of the few ways that he could not have this victory for America and his own legacy, which would be nice as well. Then we have mysterious interstellar visitor object abruptly lights up and accelerates. That's 3i Atlas. And you've got, you know, the head astrophysicist at Harvard saying, no, I really do think it's an alien spaceship now. Well, it looks like a big rock to me, but a lot of scientists have pointed out and astrophysicists that that would be the best type of spacecraft. It would have basically a city or a base, you know, inside of it with a propulsion system so that when it went through space and ran into space debris and things, it wouldn't damage the hull of the craft. So it does have a very strange course coming into the solar system. But again, that's the corporate media. That's NASA. That's Harvard. I tend to lean towards this is more hype, and I don't know if we can even believe what they've said. We have some of the images with from satellites and their telescopes of it. So that it's definitely interesting. In fact, let's get dark journalists on. Even today, we got McGinnis on second hour. But if we could get dark journalists on short notice, I meant to say this last night when I saw this report, I shot a report on last night, but I forgot to tell the producers. Let's try to get dark journalist Daniel List on fourth hour or get him on tomorrow if he can, or the next day. That is a priority. Thank you so much. And continuing here, Los Angeles Gold's Gym revokes woman's membership for confronting man in her changing room. And it's a man, baby. So we're winning overall in the hearts and minds with the transgender cult, but the corporations are still working with it. There needs to be repercussions. Judge extends order preventing deployment of National Guard to Portland. Jack Smith, Trump's target, moves from defense to counterattack. I love the New York Times headline. Jack Smith illegally targeted Trump. Trump is defending himself and going after crimes were committed. It's not Trump targeting Jack Smith. Also, big developments in Ukraine. Russia has made the biggest gains last few months of the war, and the Ukrainian military, it was already in collapse. Now they are in basically disarray. This now enters the most dangerous phase. Will NATO, as they promised to do, send in a 250,000 troops, calling them peacekeepers? We'll get to that as well. And that's just some of what we're going to be hitting today and tracking the latest developments with the elections that are such important bellwethers. We'll also see the new tactics as they tend to switch them up. The Democrats are going to use for fraud, but we've already caught them with the mail-in ballots and illegals voting and the rest of it. So now let's plow back through the first story I mentioned. Mondami blames President Trump for reported polling place bomb threats. And then when you look at the areas, they're areas that lean against Mondami, but he knows to get ahead of it so he doesn't get blamed. Meanwhile, New Jersey election day bomb threats shut down polling sites. Voting machines fail in GOP leading New Jersey districts on election day. So not only, I should have said this up front, I'm sorry. Not only in seven key, almost completely red voting areas, districts, precincts, have they gotten the strategic bomb threat shutting them down, like we always see, whether you're in Arizona, Texas, New Jersey, New York, doesn't matter. Now, strategically, the voting machines are down all over the place, only in Republican precincts and areas. And don't worry, though, ABC News and others have fact-checked it and said, well, yeah, a bunch of stuff's out, but it's nothing. This isn't a big deal. Voting machines fail in GOP-leaning New Jersey districts on election day. Machines went down in three Republican-leaning districts in Cumberland County, New Jersey, causing major delays as some voters to leave without casting ballots. These areas are outperforming 2024 GOP turnout and by double digits. And now machines are coincidentally failing. Officials claim it's not widespread, but locals aren't buying it. Of course, when the machines fail, the technicians can go in, do a little patch repair, and suddenly things flip. Suspicious timing or just a glitch like we always see just against key Republican districts. Oh, in Arizona and in Phoenix and then in Houston, Texas, the same year, 2020. And they even indicted in Texas the head Democrat that was over it. I don't know where that case has gone, but they just brought ballots that were a few inches too short that won't feed the machine, but people still fill them out with the Scantron. And then they still, and then it goes, and then, oh, sorry, it's not counted. Only in the Republican precincts, of course. The bomb threats, Republican precincts. The glitches, the machines going down, only Republican areas. And short ballots. And I don't know if they've done this again. We usually find out after. But you can guess, of course, that's going to come out. It's the same tactics, but they kind of flip them around, move them around, augment them. Incredible. So here's a news clip from Fox. Just now, it's been confirmed that bomb threats have been received in seven different New Jersey counties on Republican favoring Election Day. Luckily, several polling locations already reopened. Make sure to vote. Don't let it deter you. Vote for the Republican, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead and play that report.
Governor Mark Meredith is live in Montclair. with the latest for us. Mark.
Ainsley, Brian, and Lawrence, good morning once again, friends. Some brand new information coming into our newsroom that we've learned that these threats were communicated electronically via email to at least 7 different counties across the Garden State. These threats certainly being taken seriously, and out of abundance of caution, some of the polling places were temporarily either closed or suspended as they moved voters to different locations. And then as they were doing those searches, then either able to reopen some of the facilities. We got a statement from the Attorney General of New Jersey. I want to put it up on the screen for you. It says, law enforcement officers have responded at each affected polling place. Some of these polling locations have already reopened to the public. The polls in New Jersey opened at 6 a.m. sharp. We have not seen any added security in the last hour or so, but it is certainly possible that we could see more because with this polling facility right here behind me, we are going to be seeing the Democratic nominee for governor, Mikey Sherrill. She'll be out here with her family to cast her.
All right, now I want to go to break in about 7 minutes and come back and shift into other anomalies and chicanery going on in places like Minneapolis, of course, with our Somali friends and Trump saying, look, if we don't get rid of the filibuster, the Democrats are going to be able to win the midterms. And we got bad news on that front. Senator John Thune indicates there's not enough votes to eliminate the filibuster. So they don't even have 50%. You know, that's going to be Rand Paul. Look, if we get rid of it, they'll be able to use it later. But they're already planning it. This is America is down to the wire here. It's do or die now. We have to take the gloves off. They're going to pack the Supreme Court. You know what? This is war. I just say Trump should pack the son of a bitch. I mean, these are globalists that literally hate the country. They've said they're going to pack the Supreme Court. They've already engaged in all this crime. I don't think we should pack it with, like, you know, 20 people like they're saying. But let's just pack it with 10 more. 9 more. You know what? Screw it. Pack it with 50. I mean, gloves are off, folks. They started it. They did it all. They're the crooks. Trump's the one getting rid of tax on tips and tax on overtime. He's the one delivering to the people. He's the one trying to save the country. The globalists want total civil war. They want to overturn our system. They want Cloward and Piven. But I'm going to stop there. I'm going to break it down coming up. But I was having a discussion with Thomas, one of those producers, and I was like, yeah, I understand why we won't get rid of it, because then once that's gone, they could steamroll as well. But Jefferson was worried about the mad howl of democracy where if you just get 50%, anything could happen. And Thomas said, yeah, but now they're using the filibuster, having to have 60, as their own elite tyranny. And so we're already here, and the country's at the crossroads. It needs to be done now. And I went, you know what? I was on the fence. You're right. This is a conversation like an hour ago. It's true. We can't sit here and let these criminals do this. We have to indict them. We have to imprison them. We have to take the country over. And then continue to have free and fair elections. And the Democratic Party will extinct itself. All the election fraud will come out. All the scams. You know, Senator Manchin was just on TV and he goes, well, you know, Trump wins by huge digits in West Virginia because we're really Democrats there. But they like Trump because they know he cares about America and wants people to not, you know, be freeloaders. No, it's because he's the only person voted for nationally. He's the only person where there's, you know, they could stack the votes and manipulate with the Democrat races because that's easier to do. But when it's a straight up vote like that for the president and you've got the poll watchers and the numbers and all the facts, when you get a landslide for him, the state goes red because it's already red. California's red. New Jersey's red. Illinois's red. Michigan's red. Arizona's red. Arkansas's red. Virginia, everything's red. Everything's red. It's only the blue cities where they've had election fraud. I have caught Austin in election fraud myself, gone and challenged it at the state, famously, look it up, 25 years ago. And the state board said, no, there was fraud. It was stolen, but we're not overriding. We had the eyewitnesses. I was in the counting center downtown. We caught them at 3 a.m. I caught the head of elections stealing the son of a bitch. They weren't even hiding it. I was there. They flipped the votes. Me and Mike Hansen were there. And
the Democrats are only in power because of election fraud. And now they're openly bringing in 40 million illegal aliens so they can get more seats in the House through the apportionment of the census. I mean, it's cut and dry. I have all these Democrats on state reps, congresspeople going, oh, yeah, we need the illegals to get more seats and so the Republicans never win again. They are the ones cheating. They're the ones engaged in fraud. We're not going to cheat. We have the power to pack the court. We have the power to end the filibuster. Blow it all up. Because if we don't, they are. And we have sat back and watched them engage in all this fraud and all this crime. And we won't even use the emergency measures we have that aren't fraud to beat them. That's why these emergency measures were put in the Constitution. And 250 years in, are we not long in the tooth? Is the country not on its deathbed? Is this race not neck and neck to save it? I guarantee you, if Thomas Jefferson saw this, or George Washington, he would go, get rid of the filibuster, pack the court. Thomas Jefferson was the third president, the second president. Adams, he created the Article III courts through Congress that were not co-equal, and then they were going to try to control the executive. And so Jefferson just fired every one of them. He got Congress to pass a law and fired their asses. Was Thomas Jefferson a dictator? No. They set up a tyrannical judiciary that was Article III under one president through Congress. So he had the other Congress go, no, you're fired. Then they reconstituted federal judiciary and put people in that were not put in by the previous president to continue his presidency. What do you think George Soros, the Democrats, have done with all these judges? Something like 80% of them have been appointed by Democrats. They are running wild. They are doing things they have no authority to do. Implement the Judiciary Act. Fire 80, 90% of them. Go scorched earth. They're the ones already doing all this stuff. Put them in the airlock, open the airlock, blast them into space. And I mean that figuratively. Put them in the airlock and say bye-bye. Have a nice trip. We'll be right back. Stay with us. All right. I want to do a critique of Trump right now from a place of love and a place of wanting to beat the globalists because they literally want to put me in prison and destroy the country and destroy your future and cut your sons and daughters' genitals up. So you know, this is life and death, folks. And what Trump's doing to the globalists is night and day compared, you know, to what was happening. I mean, this is a godsend. It could be better, but don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Trump continues to care about corporate media, to get mad because CBS interviewed him and then cut it all up and refused to air large parts of it. He gets mad at late-night comics that have almost no views. Now he's moved on to the even later shows that have about 300,000 viewers instead of a million. But he's 79, folks, and it's on record what he watches. MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, they have a war room they built for him where they have a bunch of shows up. My show, Steve Bannon's, they tell me there's like 50 shows up for him, and they've showed him how to control it, and he comes in and sits, and they try to get him to understand podcasting and that this is what's big. And then remember, he had an interview with Elon Musk. It had a billion people tuned into it. Just the show itself, not to mention all the clips that went out. Do you want to do a show with a billion people that watch it, or do you want to do one with a million and then get upset? But he's 79. He has major blind spots. And so this is for Trump, and I'm going to get it to him. And this is for Barron, who I know already watches. And this is for Don, and this is for everybody that I'm about to do. Mr. President, you have won the information war against the globalist. The left has its back broken worldwide. Populists are being elected everywhere. It's why they've now mysteriously, killed 30-plus AFD members every time they're about to win an election. All they've got left now is killing us or censoring us. So you're riding a wave of populism. You've got great energy, great focus, great clarity, but you do not understand new media, and you don't understand the metrics that it's not just giving it a run for the money like he did Joe Rogan right before the election, and he goes, wow, these podcasts are really giving the corporate media, or really giving the mainstream media a run for their money. It was a quote like that. No, we're not giving them a run for their money. We're running circles around them. They've done the numbers. An average Joe Rogan podcast has 30 times a CNN show. That's an average one. This show today, this broadcast, will have more viewers than all CNN shows today combined. Their average show has 84,000 viewers total. 84,000 viewers an hour. I could get off the air today and shoot 5 videos on Rumble, 5 on X, and they'd have conservatively 10 million views tomorrow. And then it gets grabbed and put everywhere else on TikTok and YouTube. I can't even keep track of it. And I'm not number one, Trump. Elon Musk, when he does shows, is number one, dwarfing everything. Just like when you do something original yourself, it takes over everything. So you're number one with power of your own media power. Elon Musk is number two. And quite frankly, the stuff he does is so big, if he did more media, he'd be bigger than you. I'm just telling you. Just give me the facts. Just reporting to you. And then it's Tucker, then it's Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, and then from there. Okay? And Rumble's done the numbers, and YouTube's done it, and they've got big... You can pull up mainstream news admitting this even, okay? I mean, I remember they flipped out back when CNN had a bigger audience. They had all those headlines 6-7 years ago, and it goes, Alex Jones has 12 times the viewers of CNN total. They're like, oh my God, get him off the air. Well, good luck. You got bigger problems now. I'm like a 200-foot tall Godzilla, and they were shooting everything they had at me. And then now, oh, Elon Musk is 5,000 feet tall. Trump's 10,000 feet tall. You are literally like a lion bowing down to a mouse. You are like an elephant bowing down to a mouse. Yeah, when you go on a CBS or ABC, the clips go everywhere, and it's a big interview. You make them big. They need you. And Trump's smart enough to kick the corporate whore media, most of them, out of the White House and bring in real media. So he's doing a lot of good stuff. And so I'm not just trying to criticize. It's just that I see so much of he got better about this in the first 6 months of his administration, not being baited in by corporate media with their lies. Don't worry. We're your surrogates. We'll deal with that. You're the leader. You need to be focused on the big strokes, the big issues, which I know you mainly are. I'm just critiquing to make it better. And I'll show you examples of this in a moment. Of where Trump is spending his time on Lilliputians that have less than 500,000 viewers. What in the world are you doing? So first I want to give some good news about Trump because this is totally true. Patrick Bet-David on Fox. Trump's been vindicated already and history books will favor him. In 10, 20, 30 years when you're sitting in a movie theater and watching Netflix, there will be a movie about Donald Trump. Kids will grow up saying, I'm going to be like Donald Trump. Obama, this is the worst way to end your legacy. You had 2 terms and were supposed to be the black Jesus, and now everyone has turned on you. Well, he really had 3 terms, the unelected term of O'Biden. Exactly. They're beaten. They're over. They're a joke. They wanted to be Hollywood. They think it's all cool. They think having Hollywood parties is cool. Hollywood hadn't been cool for 20, 30 years. Now it's super uncool. It's a joke. So Obama, you know, outed his Martha's Vineyard thing. Has all these Hollywood people there, and it's ridiculous. No one's impressed. No one cares. In fact, it's disgusting. People want mavericks. They want change. They want heroes. They want action. They want vision. They want peace. They want prosperity. George Clooney. Oh, George Clooney's with Obama. Ooh, Stephen Colbert. Ooh, ooh. And now Trump's moved on to criticizing the later night host. There are even bigger jokes. So if Scarborough has no viewers, why are you talking about him? Because he's got people in there like Todd Blanche, who's a dyed-in-the-wool hardcore Democrat, who's his deputy AG that says, oh, we're not going to help Alex Jones being persecuted by the DOJ previously because he's fringe. Nobody, you and the establishment are the fringe, and you're being removed. So you can be inserted in there and try to have the establishment hold on, but Todd Blanche is just the fingernails of the establishment holding on to the edge as they prepare to fall politically into total oblivion. That's it. Todd Blanche is like the bullrog's whip when he's already falling off the abyss, trying to grab Gandalf by the leg and suck him down with him. That's all any of this is. The Cloward and Piven, the crash the economy, the Podesta plan, the wars, the attempt to crash the stock market. It's all drag us down with them. So what Patrick Bademin is saying is totally true. I've made this point many times myself. You have won. Now promote the ideology of liberty and freedom and stop turning these globalists that have all been pro-censorship into victims by saying, I don't know if that late-night host is allowed to say that about me. That might be illegal according to FCC rules. Yeah, and it's true. Back in the old days, they were all quiet about it, but they told court media what to do. You never got control of court media. You don't want to tell them what to do. You don't want to be the ESGs and the Democrats and BlackRock telling them to take a knee at the national anthem. You would tell people, don't take a knee. We don't need to do all that. We have all the soft power. Don't make these tyrants into victims. They are propped up facades. Realize you've won as long as you can stop them sabotaging and starting a civil war and stop giving them attention. Go after the Democrat leaders for the shutdown. Expose them. Expose the private Federal Reserve, which you've been doing. Great job. You're doing such a wonderful job on so many fronts. I'm just saying, giving legacy media attention and acting like they are important is breathing life into a dead carcass. You're trying to raise them from the dead, which is impossible, but it still lets them suck oxygen out of the room and insert themselves in the debate when they don't matter. Here's Patrick McDavid.
You know, the trust in the media right now is at an all-time low. I mean, no one trusts the press. Do you think it would help them if they would give a little and say, yay, cleaned up D.C., looks great. The homeless are gone, the streets are cleaner, there's less crime. Is it their inability to just give a little bit is what makes everybody just not buy this garbage?
They have a hard time with that, but the reality of it is this guy's going to keep winning over and over and over again, and it's going to upset them even more. You got enemies that are wanting to do business with them. You got him flying, working harder than anybody else. I keep saying this. I dare anybody right now measure how hard they're working, and this man is 79 years old, about to be 80 years old next year in 2026. They're envious. They're jealous. It's already been proven. He's been vindicated. History books are going to favor this guy one day in the next 10, 20, 30 years. We're going to be sitting in a movie theater watching a movie of his or a show on Netflix that's going to come out in 10 series. The amount of stories they're going to show of what this man was able to do. Many kids are going to grow up saying, I want to grow up to be like Donald Trump. Obama, this is the worst way to finish up your legacy. You came off your two terms. You were supposed to be black Jesus. Everyone's turned against you. You guys had to pay people like Beyonce and all these other guys to come perform for you. Trump is going after protecting folks in Nigeria. Nicki Minaj is coming saying thank you to President Trump. Trump didn't pay Nicki Minaj for a thank you. They have a hard time winning their own people over. Trump is winning their people over, and this is driving them insane.
That's right. And Big Mike just came out again. He does this all the time. Michelle Obama, arms like a linebacker, arms like pythons, and maybe one of the pants, and said, 2 days ago, we have the clip. You want to see it? You want to hear it? We didn't get respect because we're black. The majority of white people voted for you, jerk, hoping you would bring unity because you promised, and then you did the opposite, and you got caught doing it because that's what the globalists want. And we got the WikiLeaks emails with Obama and Hillary. Oh, let's create racial division. That'll control people. You did it. You've been caught. You're bad. Trump's creating unity. So then we have stuff like this. CBS News heavily edits Trump's 60 Minutes interview, cutting network paid me a lot of money, cutting the most. And then Trump's all pissed that they cut it. Who cares? Why did you do an interview with him? And it was like he was all mad that they waited a week and he wanted to see it. And stuff like this. Why the hell did J.D. Vance and Erica Kirk hug like this? And she hugs him. He puts his hands around her. And it's totally normal. And they've been good friends for a long time. Oh, look, there's something going on here. You know, we can have convicted pedophiles come teach drag queen story time to your kid at school and not tell you. But J.D. Vance hugs a woman around the waist and he's a pervert. That's the left, folks. Don't even respond. Screw them. Trump labels Seth Meyers a deranged lunatic and blasts his late-night rhetoric as illegal. Seth Meyers doesn't have 300,000 viewers, Trump. Now because you attacked him, it'll go up to a million for a while. He's a joke. So why give them statements like, oh, it's illegal. Maybe it's illegal to criticize me. Because they've told him, well, sir, there is FCC regulations that if they're telling lies. It's all unenforceable. Don't do it. Stop it. The left had nothing on us censoring. Oh, you're getting rid of books and libraries. For eight-year-olds, you can't give them pro-pedophilia graphic novels? Yeah, just like you can't sell them Jack Daniels or cigarettes? Yeah, we're not censoring the book. You just don't get to put it in the library, you damn pedophiles. Trump says Seth Meyers' show sucks and is probably illegal. Who cares about Seth Meyers? Trump labels Seth Meyers a deranged lunatic. But I got these clips now. Talk about a show with no views. The clips of it got a lot of views when he told the truth. Joe Scarborough has this Democrat rep on who did lie and said, oh, Trump abused young girls, Jeffrey Epstein. That's not true. He's not in any of the criminal files. They've had the lead investigators go public. We've always known that. They've had all the women go public and say they never saw him at the island and only saw two women saw him at Mar-a-Lago because they worked there and Epstein poached them out. And then Trump basically covers for the Democrats, and look what they do, which was wrong. What he did was wrong, but he wasn't a part of it. So since I mentioned it, here is Senator Joe Manchin saying, oh, well, they, you know, we're a Democrat state, but we vote for him because, you know, we like him. No, because he's the one person on the ballot, and so it's very hard when the majority vote for him and then vote across the ballot to cover up the manipulation. And that West Virginia is super red, folks. Everybody knows that. You can't really find Democrats there. Just like Pennsylvania is super red, and now Fetterman behaves just like a Republican because that's what his constituents want. And now that the election fraud is drying up, Fetterman knows he's got to jump parties or he'll be voted out. The Democrats have not won an election in 20-plus years. It is mass fraud. Here's Senator Manchin.
I would say to you, I don't know that West Virginia is a moderate state. It voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump, who is not a moderate president.
Three times. Over 40. He beat Hillary by 40, 41 points.
Right.
He beat Joe. He lost to Joe Biden.
But not in West Virginia.
No, he still won by 40 points.
Right.
And he won again in 2024. And I've told my Democrat friends, they said, Joe, what happened to the West Virginia Democrats? And I said, nothing. They want to know what happened to the Washington Democrats. And they said, what do you mean? And I said, I can tell you why the union coal miners and all the factory workers that I grew up with, where they are today, why they switched and started voting Republican. They believe that the Democrat Party in Washington basically spends more resources, effort, and time on able-bodied people that don't work or won't work than you do those who do.
Right.
That was it.
And they also know that the country's being invaded. So here's the big announcement. Because of the election fraud being exposed, because of the task forces, because of the executive orders, because Trump putting pressure on the states, they're letting legal aliens vote and pulling the federal funds if they don't have voter ID, it's over. The Democrats are done if Trump can execute this, and he's starting to get it done. It's an uphill battle. Judges are trying to block it, but it's over, folks. It's all over for them. We got to start debating. We need to have a two-party system. We need to have choice. So does the Republican Party split in two pieces? And to have that happen, we need to start debating it and discussing it and thinking big here. It's over for them. I mean, Trump is winning by giant margins in supposed blue states. But then the other candidates just can't seem to do it because they're able to manipulate and steal those. But it's when you get into all the demographics and numbers, it's too hard when it's one candidate. All right. Speaking of great things that are happening, I want to hit this. And then I want to go to break. And I want to come back into all the other news that we haven't covered yet. And Gavin McGinnis is going to be joining us for an hour. And then I'll continue on with your calls and news and so much more. But here's Senator Kennedy. Now, there's a three-month notice in the federal law. That 3 months is over. And now there is no longer any thimerosal sold anywhere. That's high levels of mercury in the shots. And basically, that's just outlawed almost all the vaccines that are out there. They aren't even really vaccines. So this is a devastating victory against Big Pharma. He cut all the funding for new mRNA shots, took it off the recommended list, which gives it liability protection, and he's just getting started. He only got confirmed, what, 7 months ago. So this is a hallelujah movement. You want just getting all this done with Kennedy, getting Trump in just with what Kennedy's done is worth it. So, yeah, celebrate the good stuff and thank God for it. Here's Kennedy.
No human being should suffer from exposure to mercury. You came together to protect future generations from this potent neurotoxin, and I'm looking forward to continued progress. Article 4 of the convention calls on parties to cut mercury use by phasing out listed mercury-added products. But in 2010, as the treaty took shape, negotiators made a major exception. Thimerosal-containing vaccines were carved out of the regulation. The same treaty that began to phase out mercury in lamps and cosmetics chose to leave it in products injected into babies, pregnant women, and the most vulnerable among us. We have to ask why. Why do we hold a double standard for mercury? Why do we call it dangerous in batteries, in over-the-counter medications and makeup, but acceptable in vaccines and dental fillings? Thimerosal is a mercury-based preservative that has never undergone proper safety testing in humans. Hundreds of peer-reviewed studies identify it as a potent neurotoxin, a mutagen, a carcinogen, and an endocrine disruptor. Thimerosal's own label requires it to be treated as hazardous material and warns against ingestion. There is not a single study that proves it safe. That's why in July of this year, the United States closed the final chapter on the use of thimerosal as a vaccine preservative, something that should have happened
a long time ago. So are we going to thank God for this? God's giving us victory after victory. Are we just going to be like babies and bitch and be blackpilled and say not enough's happening fast enough? I've been doing this 31 years. We were moving about a mile an hour against tyranny then. We're moving like 100 miles an hour now comparatively. Yeah, so... And I'm going to go after Trump and other people when they're not doing what we know is the best. We're going to hold the feet to the fire. We're going to expose the bad operatives in there. But, baby, we're in the driver's seat. And we're in the pole position. For those who know what that means, we're in the lead. This is a major time of change. By the way, I got two clips I want to play back to back. Here's Scarborough when the congressman's like, well, you know, he raped kids. And they're like, no, that's not true. You better shut up because it's not. And then you've got Goldberg on The View saying, oh, yeah, Trump did everything with an auto pen. Nope. No, he never did it. He refuses. Everything is him. When it comes to bills and things, they have auto pen things. They're like memorial stuff or, you know, letters to people or stuff. But a lot of times it's handwritten by him. Everybody knows that. In fact, it's insane he does it like that. But totally focused on detail. But she had to, they hand her a note because, you know, they know Trump will sue. Hey, lady, he's not the auto pen guy. Here it is.
To freedom with Trump. If you are one of the people like him who took advantage of young girls with Jeffrey Epstein, then we're going to sort of make that go away. I mean, fundamentally,
well,
Speaker Johnson.
We don't have evidence that he took advantage of young girls with Jeffrey Epstein.
Right. Just common sense be damned.
I'm not saying common sense be damned. I'm saying facts. Let's look at the facts. I mean, is he in the Epstein files?
He's obviously in the Epstein files. And the reason that fundamentally Speaker Johnson has us on vacation is because he does not want to see the newly elected Democratic representative.
Right, but you said he took advantage of young girls. You have absolutely no evidence of that.
I think it's pretty obvious that that's what's
you
going
think it's
on.
Seth
Moulton
obvious?
Needs to have his ass suit off.
And I think it's pretty obvious to the Republicans.
John Lemire, and you're reporting on this?
Well, we know that he's friends with Epstein. We know the
birthday
card was in there. I mean, he has not been accused of any wrongdoing.
No.
I think that's the point you're trying to make. But also, certainly here, we know that Speaker Johnson has kept the House out of session in large part to not seat the woman, the congresswoman-elect from Arizona, who would provide the decisive votes to release more material. So, yes, certainly that would be
crap.
Any association with further embarrassment.
Well, and also, the book that Virginia Giuffre wrote,
yes,
said he was. She never saw him around there. And I'm not doing his bidding. I'm just saying there's enough things to talk about Donald Trump without talking about.
And that the other insane thing is that when people are going to go to their meetings with the judge, the meetings that are they're supposed to go to, when they're listening to, what the hell, what?
I love when Sonny passes notes.
We don't know if Trump used an auto pen to part. It was a joke.
Yes. We don't know if Trump used an auto pen to part.
Oh, come on.
But we do know that he didn't know who that crypto guy was.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, my
sorry.
God, these women have IQs of, like, goldfish.
The hardest thing about
why can't
this
there's a lot of smart women. Why can't smart women have a show? Because they want dumb women like Kamala Harris. Idiots that don't know their own self-interest and will go against their own interest. We'll be right back with hour number two. Share the live feeds now. You're the Paul Revere's. God bless you all. Well, we're into hour number two on this Tuesday, November 4th, 2025, off-year election. And look at him right there, the great Gavin McGinnis. Talk about an icon of the modern liberty movement, a fire starter, a modern Thomas Jefferson in the flesh. Find all of his censored material at censor.tv and Gavin_McInnes on the Mighty X. We're going to go to him in about 5 minutes when we join a bunch of stations, 400-plus radio stations and TV stations at 6 after. But now, let me hit this. This is a major referendum on Islamic lunatics taking over the country, like Mandami and Omar Fetta. All the clips of him saying, I only care about Somalia. I'm going to send money to Somalia, waving his flag. I mean, give me a break. And then you've got Ilhan Omar's family, the ruling dictators of the country, slavers before that. Slavery is still legal there. It's piracy and slavery are the two, you know, the two-crop economy they've got there. She lectures us in the West about slavery when it was the England that ended slavery in the West and ended it around the world. I mean, it's just crazy. Well, here he is in a new clip. Plans to alert illegals before ICE raids in Minnesota if he becomes the new mayor, which he's slated to be. And here he is staring off into the sunset, wondering how he's going to move around more taxpayer funds to benefit himself. And yeah, the level of fraud by Somali lawmakers is the highest I've ever seen all over the country. I mean, they are just, well, I mean, they sell black people into slavery. That's their specialty. So, I mean, what do you expect? And then we'll back to back, Gavin McGinnis, Patrick Bateman. I mean, I'm sorry, you judge a book by its cover. He just looks evil. I mean, doesn't this guy just look like a creepy dude? I mean, you're not going to have him babysit your kids. Same thing here. It's not just because he's black. No, even more evil. This guy would be like, you know, the ace of clubs of evil looking. The ace of spades evil looking is Patrick Bateman 2.0, Gavin Newsom. There is nothing I dislike more than a politician who sits there and lies to you. Ha, 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 that's funny. And then look at the transformation as Satan actually entered his body sometime between 2018 and 2025. Here are those clips back to back.
Have a better communication between the mayor and the chief and also the city council member so that whenever we know something's coming down the pike, that city council is alerted immediately because they're the connection point to community, and they can articulate that and disseminate that information to folks. I think that's really important.
Attack ICE.
Nothing I dislike more than the politician that sits there and lies to you. And we all just sit there rolling our eyes. Lord, give me a break.
101 consecutive months of net job growth, California. We're not debating deficits anymore. We now are debating the sizes of surpluses.
California's projected deficit, $12 billion. California leads
There's
the nation.
There's 134,000 human beings out on the streets and sidewalks.
187,000 homeless in California. But bigger than that is you can compare photos of him. And I've noticed this without, I've never seen anybody point this out. I've thought about it. He didn't look demon-possessed 10 years ago. He was super evil. But look at the difference. And he looks like this all the time. We're not taking selective images here. He looks like the Joker was mixed with Satan and then was mixed with Jeffrey Dahmer or something. And you just get, I mean, look at that. I mean, doesn't your skin crawl just looking at that guy? I mean, seriously, you can judge a book by its cover, actually, folks. That's why Trump said the deepest thing he ever did was become shallow. No, your first instinct, your first intuition is right. I mean, look at this guy. And then his actions are incredibly evil. Look at these people. Just look at them. Unbelievable. All right. Gavin McGinnis joins us for the rest of the hour on the other side of this break. We're going to talk about Mondami. We're going to talk about Trump and all the different developments on that front. We're going to talk about the attacks on Tucker Carlson saying he's the return of Hitler and the neocons trying to take over the Republican Party. I know Gavin's pro-Israel. I guess I'm pro-Israel, too. I mean, I'm not against Israel existing, but I don't like what Netanyahu's up to. We're going to look at that. We're going to look at all the other big developments in the world and look at future trends with the great Gavin McGinnis straight ahead. You're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds now.
Bateman talk.
I don't know, but...
I mean, people say that you are like you American serious? Psycho. Yeah.
Jesus, yeah. Like I said, new scum. I mean,
But even your friends...
By the way, I coined
like,
that. So, I take credit.
I'm going to reevaluate my guest list. I mean...
Yep, I nailed it. New scum's not strong enough. Patrick Bateman, reborn in the flesh. That's right. Gavin McGinnis joins us now.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Cover Election Day 2025. But first, this just broke. And I predicted this 2 weeks ago. I have Transportation Department sources. I have TSA sources. And I have FAA sources. And I got contacted by two of them, so I called the other one. And they said, listen, TSA hadn't been paid in weeks. This was weeks ago. They already got rid of the IT in many areas. Everything's breaking. They said a whole bunch of airports like Newark are almost shut down anyways because of the old equipment. And TSA doesn't have the money. They've been working for weeks and weeks. Now it's over a month without pay. They don't have money for gas. They don't have money for childcare. So they can't come in. So now you have 3, 4, 5, 6 hour lines. You have on average 3, 4 hour delays everywhere. Airports shut down for 6 hours, 10 hours. Now Department of Transportation might be forced to shut down some airspace next week. So they're talking about completely shutting down because if it gets so dangerous, and that's the call of the air traffic controllers, because they don't have enough people, and then it stacks up. You know, one airport has a problem, it moves on to the next. It's a cascade. They're already having more accidents, planes colliding on the runway. Here is a clip of the transportation secretary about how the Democrat Party terrorism holding up this spending legislation, which is their legislation, has caused this. We'll talk about this first with Gavin McGinnis right now. Here's the clip.
The controllers got 90% of one payment, 80 to 90% of one payment. They missed the second paycheck. On Thursday, they get an email pay stub that'll show what their next payment is going to be. So this Thursday, they'll get an email that shows that their pay stub is a big fat zero. Many of the controllers said, a lot of us can navigate missing one paycheck. Not everybody, but a lot of us can. None of us can manage missing two paychecks. So if you bring us to a week from today, Democrats, you will see mass chaos. You will see mass flight delays. You'll see mass cancellations, and you may see us close certain parts of the airspace because we just cannot manage it because we don't have the air traffic controllers.
All the polls show that over 70% of Americans blame the Democrats. I can't believe 25% are so dumb they don't. This has never been done. Longest shutdown in history. A total shutdown on top of it. The others were partial. If this continues, you will have jets collide in the air, or they're just going to shut down the airspace. You have EBT shut down since Saturday. They're hoping for unrest and calling it leverage. You've got Fetterman coming out against him, Mnuchin coming out against him. This shows the total desperation of the Democrats to do this, and the fact that they would still do it, even though it digs their hole deeper, shows this is literally them trying to claw us into their political black hole. That's my view. Gavin McGinnis, let's talk about that first and then get into New York, the big referendum on, again, the Democratic Party committing suicide in lifetime. Gavin.
Well, this is what the Democratic Party does. They open the borders. Biden let in 12 million. That's as many as Ellis Island. And he did it knowing full well it would destroy the country, but probably get the Dems more votes. Look at Nancy Pelosi, AOC. All of these people are happy to destroy America, let it burn like they did with the BLM and Antifa riots, if it gives them 1% advantage. So, yes, let's destroy the economy, because that's what killing the airline industry will do. Let's destroy the economy so that 25% who think it's the Republicans can hate the Republicans more. That's what they're about, division and destruction.
So how does Trump respond to this?
Can we just privatize all of this crap? I mean, DEI has totally infected the TSA. I don't know about air traffic controllers, but it seems like things are getting worse over there. The government has no reason to be involved with this. I was just on a flight the other day. This woman who was doing the, you know, the checking the bags on the little X-ray machine, she was so scared of getting it wrong, she just flagged every single bag. So now we're all standing there in this mob. It's like we're in the third world waiting to discuss what's in our bags. No one had water in their bag or anything they're not supposed to have. It was just incompetence. So if anything, if there's a lesson from this, it's privatized. Privatize everything you possibly can and start with the airport.
Well, that's definitely going to come out of this. I flew recently and I brought Rob, our news director, as my camera guy, to be with Tucker. And they pull him out. They make him wait 20 minutes. We're sitting there. We got there on time, but we were almost late. And then the woman walks over and she goes, "What's this?" And it was a little switching board that you would plug wires in for a live broadcast in case I wanted to into a camera. And she's like, "What's this?" And it's a camera battery. I mean, it's like these people are idiots. Not all of them, but.
And their success rate is terrible. They've been tested time and time again where people are putting in guns to test the TSA and they fail something like 70% of the time. It's a total catastrophe full of boobs. And here's another thing. Why are there so many Muslims checking me? Like, imagine every single terrorist attack involving planes in America was Nazi skinheads, okay? And then you go to the airport and they're skinheads. They're not Nazi skinheads, but they're skinheads. You'd go, why are skinheads remotely involved with any of this? I don't want to take the risk. But you go to Newark, you go to JFK, and there's a woman in a burqa, you know, with a wand, making sure you're safe. I'm like, I'm safe. How do I know you're safe?
I was literally telling the crew before he even said that, pull up the famous images of the Muslims, like grabbing little kids' genitals. It's totally insane.
Dude, I was at JFK not too long ago, and I bought one of those stupid neck pillows. Don't make fun of me. I regret it. And I saw the woman at the cash. As I was walking away, I peered back. She was taking the $20 and putting it in her pocket. Like the absolute third world rejects we have at these airports is downright treacherous. Like it's dangerous. We're not screening. The airport's a complete mess already before any strikes or lack of paychecks. So the private sector needs to reboot our entire airline industry now.
I want to move on from the shutdown into the elections, first focusing on New York, where you live. But I want to play a clip of Scott Jennings destroying the true moron, David Hogg, who again attacked me and said, Alex Jones says there's bad things in the water like fluoride that make you gay. Well, I want frogs to be gay. Then there are no more frogs, dummy. Okay, if the atrazine sterilizes them or makes them trans. But here he is, just a complete idiot, not knowing that this bill was mainly created by Democrats. It passed 13 times under Republicans. The Republicans didn't shut it down under Biden. They've done this, and here's Hogg trying to lie to people and act like the shutdown is Republican. Here it is.
The entire reason the government is not open right now is because Democrats refuse to be complicit in having millions of Americans, including 100,000 in Kentucky, your home state, if I'm remembering correctly, Scott, that rely on ACA that would see their premiums rise several percent.
Which you can deal with separately. It doesn't have to be. Those two things do not go together.
But the way that they're doing this right now, they're combining both.
Voting to support the budget still doesn't. If you keep it closed, doesn't fix the ACA. The ACA needs to be reformed. Healthcare needs to be reformed. This is a way bigger question.
You guys failed at that
question.
Last time. The whole thing was repeal and replace. You had a trifecta. You tried this. You failed.
And
that's
so
not
did
true.
You.
They're still in the concept of a plan stage.
No, in terms
they've
of
been in the concept stage since 2008.
But David, you would admit that the ACA was a Democrat legislation, mm-hmm. yes? And you would admit that the subsidies that we're talking about now were passed by Democrats, yes. And you would admit that the sunset provision in the subsidies, which comes up at the end of the year, was in place because of Democrats, yes. Now you want to make it a Republican problem. These are not the same issues. You could open the government today, and then you could negotiate with with Republicans about ACA. So, and by the way, my suspicion is, and you know this, there are probably, and I know there are some House Republicans that would love to negotiate on it. But under duress, under a hostage-taking situation, connecting disconnected issues, and now you're throwing SNAP onto it, you're throwing all the federal workers who aren't being paid onto it, all because of this fight that you wandered into because of your wing of the Democratic Party. You all led to this SNAP crisis. You all led to this crisis of the government being closed, and you don't know how to get out of it.
So let's back to someone Gavin's take on this, because I've followed Hogg for a long time. He's literally probably has a 70 IQ. He doesn't even know what he's talking about, and he's hearing an educated, really informed professional tell him, and it's like he's hearing Chinese Martian or something. But this is emblematic of the whole Democratic Party and in the West in general. We have all these dumbed-down idiots, black, white, Hispanic, they come in all colors. They are super ultra-ignorant. They don't know about business, life, family, culture, fistfights, nothing. And they want to just push idiotic talking points, and it really is the coalition of the retarded versus the coalition that is not retarded. How do we deal with these people, Gavin?
They're really not sending their best, are they? Are they? You got Scott Jennings. You got George W. Bush elected 20 years ago. He's been in the game, busting his ass, kicking ass, taking names, versus Grover-armed David Hogg, who pretended to be at a shooting and has been milking that ever since. I mean, are they even trying? Those two, that's not a fair fight. If this was boxing, it would be illegal because Scott Jennings is a heavyweight. And look at this clown. The Democrats are 100% responsible for this. They do it all the time, too. They say, well, why won't you pass this bill? And they add earmark after earmark, literally $2 trillion of extra benefits for them in this.
So that's another question. Why do they send AOC and Kamala Harris and David Hogg? They're literally looking for retards.
It's the best they have. Tell me about a better one. Tell me about anyone on the Democratic Party who has an IQ over 80. It wasn't always like this. They used to be worthy adversaries in the 80s, 90s, early aughts. Now it is an absolute clown festival. I almost feel bad for them. Gavin Newsom, Patrick Bateman, is literally the best they have. He's a compulsive liar. He's from one of the four California families, right? Brown, Newsom, Pelosi, Getty, that run all of California. Long, long history of crime. Long history of lies, as he talks about how he hates liars. And he is the cream of the crop. He's the best they got.
And then every time he's on TV, he has the most bizarre... wow. So yeah, look at this. So he's like a little snake in the Jungle Book where it's like Ka trying to hypnotize you. or in the other Disney movie where it's the same snake, Robin Hood, where he's trying to hypnotize the king. He's your majesty. So, but getting serious, I asked you like 10 years ago, I said, what is the bottom of the left's insanity? And you said there is no bottom. So how long does this free fall go on? Predict what's going to happen here. Big picture, then I want to shift gears into the actual races.
Well, I know a lot of cops who like this Mandani thing because they're all the only people who have guns in New York City are cops. And they go, this is good. It needs to get worse before it gets better. We need it to go Mad Max before people realize that the Republican conservative Giuliani type mayors are the way to go. I hate that philosophy.
But let's be clear, you're not telling him why. He wants to take cops from the gun. He wants to take guns from the cops.
The whole it has to get worse before it gets better is a dumb philosophy. Because I've seen Cape Town. I've seen South Africa. There is no limit to how bad things can get. Rhodesia is now Zimbabwe. That's how bad things can get. They have a $1 trillion bill, like money, currency in Zimbabwe. So there's no limit to how bad things can get. And as Tim Pool was saying yesterday, there's going to be a mass exodus. I guess I'm happy. My property value is going to double. But there'll be a mass exodus. So the next time, there'll be less people to vote against a Mamdani type. Maybe Mamdani himself. So he'll do extra terms like Bloomberg did. It's only going to get exponentially worse as the Republicans and the money people and anyone with a brain leaves not just New York City, but New York State and goes to Texas.
So let's unfold. Let's unfold that. It's not a threat. It's already happening. Hundreds of billions already left. What? Because we know Obama is constantly meeting with the Mamdani. You got the Democrat Socialist Group, Soros behind him. I mean, we know they want to collapse the country, but they see that's not working. So what is the end game of them wanting a Mamdani or, you know, similarly, Somali pirate crazy man there in Minnesota? What would they like to do? I mean, what is their plan?
Don't overthink it. These are all simpletons, and all of these elections, from the Somali guy to Mamdani to basically all elections from here on in, are going to be tribal. They're going to divide into three groups. Blacks will vote for the black guy, Hispanics will vote for the Hispanic guy, whites will vote for the white guy, and then within whites you'll have Jews and Asians, and within blacks you'll have guys like Mamdani, Indians, Bangladeshis, Arabs. Hispanics will just be Hispanics. But we are drifting in to an idiocracy wherein everything is race-based. Everything is ethnic. Everything is tribal. And they don't care about policies. No, none of these people know what Mamdani's policies are. Free food at grocery stores, free buses, affordable housing.
$50 million to cut more boys' dicks off.
Less cops. Like, it's all just made up platitudes, but they don't, that's not why they're voting for him. They're voting for him because they don't like white people, because they like browns. It's all ethnic garbage. And Obama really got us started down this path where you identify yourself by your race. You identify your politics by your race. Everything has to be tribal. And
the anti-Martin Luther King. So you predict Mondami's going to win today?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Curtis Sliwa, I love the guy, but you should have dropped out a week ago. It could be 50%, 52% Cuomo, 43% Mamdani. But now that Cuomo's being split, we have 44% Mamdani. I think Cuomo's down to 35, and then Sliwa has 15. So Sliwa should have given his 15 to Cuomo. I hate Cuomo. We're choosing between vomit and diarrhea here. But I guess I prefer vomit to diarrhea.
I was about to say, Cuomo is arsenic, Mamdani is cyanide.
Yeah, I mean, Cuomo will wreck the city in less time. We've already had Cuomo here. What he killed about 7,000 geriatrics during COVID by refusing Trump's help with that giant hospital ship he brought in that Cuomo refused to acknowledge. He pardons the weather underground. He calls everyone a Proud Boy. That's how he wins races. He accuses everyone else of being Proud Boys. So he's one of the worst politicians ever. but Mamdani beats him.
Listeners, I think it's good that Mamdani get in a wreck at all. I know you live there and it's terrible. But, I mean, let's just get this out in the open. I think, you know, worse, faster, better.
I don't know, man. I think there's no limit to bad. Look at what Sadiq Khan did to London. You cannot, first of all, there's no white people left in London. It doesn't feel like London anymore. It's all tourists and foreigners. And you have people, like, there's literal beheadings. Like, they're chopping men's heads off.
I mean,
there.
We have dozens stabbed today screaming Allah Akbar, and if you point it out, you're arrested.
You know, I was just there for that Tommy Robinson thing, and God bless him, by the way, no charges today. But they have knives, they hide knives in the trees. In the parks.
Well, so they don't hide knives in the trees. I've got dozens of videos this weekend where thousands of Muslim men march saying, we'll kill you with butcher knives and machetes. And then if you criticize it, there's literal video police arrest people that have British flags because that makes the Muslims angry.
You know whose fault that is, according to the radical British left? Jeff Bezos, because they bought the knives on Amazon.
I saw that.
And the solution, by the way, is to stop producing pointy knives and only have round-edged knives. Like they care. Those still slit your throat.
As if you can't make a knife. Any moron can make a knife.
Yes, they're not. It's not the most advanced technology. We've had knife technology for a little while now.
Only about 50,000 years.
So I don't want London in New York. We're already halfway there. But Ma'am Danny has never had a job. He has no idea what he's doing. His political career has been an absolute joke. Introduced 20 bills in 4 years. Three of them got passed. All he cares about is Israel and money. I think America is about to experience a Muslim problem the same way Britain is now.
Well, we already have a Muslim problem. And look, there are a lot of Muslims that are nice that I went to college with, high school, that I liked. But they're, you know, like doctors and lawyers, and they're not really orthodox Muslims. They're backsliders, you know, like a Baptist that's secretly drinking Jack Daniels. I mean, no, it's always the hardcore Muslims that lead and control. There's two types of countries, Muslim countries and countries that they're trying to make Muslim countries.
Yep, and they practice taqiyya, which is the art of lying. You're allowed to lie if it's good for jihad. That's what the Somalian dude is doing. That's what Zoran is doing, pretending that he's not anti-cop.
Start over. Your Skype's been, or your Zoom has been great, but it just cut out when you said the art of lying. Repeat all that.
Oh, sorry. Taqiyya. Taqiyya, I believe. It's the Quran allows you to lie if it furthers jihad. It's safe to lie. And that's what Mamdani does. That's what this Somalian candidate does. That's what Sadiq Khan did. They all do that because it's best for jihad. And things are about to get a lot worse. You know, I'm reading this great book by Matt Palumbo called The Heir. And he talks about Alex Soros and giving this $24 billion open society to Uma Abedin, who's closely linked to the Muslim Brotherhood. So, you know, Muslims are only 1% of America right now. They'll probably go up to 2 or 3. But in certain areas, like Minnesota, they're going to totally dominate that.
And Michigan.
And this is when things get dangerous.
And Houston is dominated. Well, here's the thing that doesn't know. Uma Abedin came out, used Islamic Mafia from Pakistan, you name it, in Democrat IT for their dirty work. So it's like a fifth column inside the government.
Yes, with no hope of assimilating. Like, people talk about Jewish power all the time and how dangerous it is. My daughter was born at Beth Israel Hospital in Manhattan. She wasn't born at Muhammad Hospital. There are no Muhammad hospitals. And I argue regularly, Hindus assimilate beautifully. You know, Jamaicans play soccer and drink Guinness. Lots of groups have learned to assimilate here. Muslims seem to have a real problem assimilating. They seem to want you to bend to their will rather than they bend to your will.
It's almost like that's what the Quran says, that you will submit.
Yep. And that's what Mamdani supports. And these dummies, these rich college students who've been getting free stuff their whole life and want more, want everyone to get free stuff, are falling for this scam. It's infuriating.
Well, the Islamists admit they have a takeover plan. And when we come back, I want to get into Israel because I understand your perspective. I've never been an enemy of Israel. Israel's a right to exist. Out of the left, Mandami's getting elected on anti-Israel. So let's just, everybody that's so obsessed with Israel, we can't get, even the right wing now is obsessed with it, the real populist right wing. And I'm like, can we spend 10% of our time on it? But no. I mean, our programming yesterday, we had 10 hours of live, 5 hours was Israel, including my show, because of what the Israel lobby part of it's doing is wrong. I have to criticize it, but then I get aligned with people that I don't want to be aligned with. You can like be upset about what Israel's doing, but not endorse Islamic takeovers. That makes sense?
Yeah, of course. And you can be anti-Netanyahu. I hate Netanyahu. And so do most of the Israelis I know. They blame him for October 7th. He's not popular with the Jewish community.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back. And I don't want to spend the whole thing on that, but it's important. We have to look at it. And so much more here today with Gavin McGinnis. Such a smart person. You can find all of his great work. And then the censored stuff that's too hardcore for even the mainstream, internet, censored.tv. We'll be right back. All right, just about 25 minutes ago, when Gavin McInnes joined us live on air, it was breaking. The Department of Transportation might be forced to shut down some airspace, entire airports next week, said Duffy, because everything is breaking down. Not just not paying the air traffic controllers, but a month of not paying the TSA, a month of not paying IT. The systems are just breaking. All you can do is then shut down flights. Well, this just broke. FAA issues ground stop for all flights in and out of Reagan National Airport due to security issue on a United Airlines flight that landed from Houston, Texas. All passengers have been offloaded and bused to the terminal. And again, a normal security issue wouldn't do this, but when everybody's understaffed, it's falling apart, this happens. So all of these things cascade and build up. United Airlines passengers offboarded as Reagan Airport flights placed on ground stop due to security. So we will continue to track that as it unfolds. Now, I want to get into Israel and the weird, and it is weird because anybody that pays attention even to mainstream news, the universities, but also the internet, you'd say, oh, that's just X, that's just Facebook, that's just TikTok. No, it's on the street. It's when I go to a gas station. It's when I got a repair guy at my house. They could be black, Hispanic, you know, old, young, white. They're like, you know, it really is Israel. They run everything. We just dealt with them and everything would be all right. And I'm like, no, Israel's got some corruption and major problems. This is a big lobby, manipulates us. They want to get us to war with Iran. I've got major issues. But no, I don't think if we sent all the Jews to Mars, you know, that would fix all the problems. That said, there's such anti-white, such anti-Christian stuff from the left and others. You can't point at Nick Fuentes and say he's the devil for basically responding to that by behaving the way he does, because he doesn't sound half as hardcore as some leftist who says all Catholics or Christians are the devil and, you know, whites' genetics are inherently evil. I mean, there's inherent anti-Semitism in the DNA of Europeans. It's all crazy because the left will tell you Europeans are inherently anti-Semitic, but the Jews are the devil. So how has this become the zeitgeist? How has this become? And I'm fine to cover it. I'm just simply saying it's something where it becomes a black hole, and so many people that have woken up can only seem to focus on that. Then we've got big election news out of New York. I said, how long till we learn they manipulated the ballots at the start of the show? That when we post this later, get me from the first hour. Then when I cover this coming up, put that on the end. I said, watch. This is always going on. Wait till you see this. This is the most naked manipulation I've seen yet, and that's a lot, and this is confirmed. I saw this hours ago, wasn't sure. Now the news has confirmed this. Wait till you see this. I mean, this is bonker town. This is desperation. But getting into this first now with Gavin McInnes, and I'm not going to play all the clips I played Sunday or yesterday because it would take the whole rest of the interview, but you have Republican congressmen saying Tucker is the new Hitler as the number one threat to Jews in America. He's just anti-war, folks, and Netanyahu tried to bully him and attack him when he was against the Iran thing. Tucker's pro-Israel. I mean, I have dinner with him. I've known him for 14, 15 years. He's worried about all this. He said it on air. But he platforms Nick Fuentes, so he's now Hitler. He interrogated Nick on a bunch of stuff. It was a good interview. So now, you know, go ahead and get the clip of the Congress. It's only a minute and a half long. But he said at AIPAC last week, well, the real problem in anti-Semitism is the right wing, and we're not going to let them take over. But this is this particular Likudnik arm is the neocons allied with Dick Cheney and others, literally trying to have the old Republican Party, the warmongering blue bloods, take over by saying if you don't, you're anti-Semitic. This is what's happening. Red alert: Netanyahu, AIPAC are attempting a hostile takeover of the Republican Party and President Trump's America First agenda, and we've got, you know, them saying, oh, he's a fox in the hen house, neutralize him. You've got Mark Levin saying, I don't care how big your audience is, we got the power, watch what happens to you. So people are saying they killed Charlie Kirk. I didn't see any evidence of that, but now, boy, this is really adding weight to it. Trump escalates, you know, demands for 2020 election investigation. We'll be getting into that. We've got Shapiro says Israel first, conservatives own America and will not allow Nick Fuentes to put America first. This is our country. This is our party. This is our conservative movement. He had billions behind him from big Christian Zionists. That's all fallen apart. Shapiro's a joke. He is literally declaring who can be on air, who can't. Remember, he was a never-Trumper. Meanwhile, AFD candidates continue to mysteriously die. It's over 30 of them whenever they're about to win elections. So this goes to political violence. Then we have the political violence alert. Republican Congressman Randy Fine, will play it in a moment, says that Tucker Carlson is the number one threat to Jews and the new Hitler. Here it is from a Mediaite saying the same thing. We have the clip. I said, I stand with the great Tucker Carlson against the totalitarian censorship mafia. And people go, oh, so now you're for anti-Semitism. What? I'm for free speech. If you can take people's speech, which the Republicans have introduced legislation to do, along with Democrats, in the name of fighting anti-Semitism, nobody's speech is safe. So you're friends with Tucker, myself, and Nick. You debate Nick. You say you think Nick is wrong about a lot of stuff, but you can still be friends because that's what these debates are about. I want to go to you and give you the floor on this and talk about this, but this is really dangerous. Here's a clip of the Republican member of Congress out of Florida literally saying that the number one threat to Jews is Tucker Carlson. Could they have picked a worse poster child who's more popular to do this? Here is Congressman Randy Fine.
But I'm here for the kids down here because it's easy to talk about anti-Semitism on the left. I want to talk about the dark force rising on our side. Multiple speakers have talked about the rise of anti-Semitism on the right. But it is not enough to speak in platitudes or generalities about the fight. We must call evil by its name. 5 years ago, if I was talking to my father, who's watching, hi dad, if I was talking to my father at 8:59 p.m. at night, he would say, Randy, I gotta go. Tucker Carlson's gonna be on. But make no mistake, today, Tucker Carlson is the most dangerous anti-Semite in America. He has chosen to take on the mantle of leader of a modern-day Hitler Youth, to broadcast and feature those who celebrate the Nazis, those who call for the extermination of Israel, to defend Hamas, to even criticize President Trump for stopping Iran's nuclear ambitions. Friends, make no mistake. Tucker is not MAGA. Tucker's fall from grace has been one of the most extraordinary implosions in political history. And the rapidity of it has created real challenges for us all. Because our friends don't have our shared experience. I even deal with this with my colleagues in the House. See, they remember the Tucker of 5 years ago. They don't live with anti-Semitism every day. They don't think about it the way that we do. And it's jarring for them to try to understand, how did this person become who he is today? But the challenge is he's inspired a movement of hate in our midst. And I'm not done calling people out.
So what I noticed, Gavin, I'll turn it over to you. I wanted to preface that, though, and set it up for you. I want to show the evidence. Whether it's the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times together attacking Tucker and saying he's new Hitler, or whether it's AIPAC, or whether it is Mark Levin, or whether it is Josh Hammer basically calling for his death, or whether it is any of these people, Ben Shapiro, they will not show a quote. They will not show a statement. And that's always the telltale sign. If I'm saying Gavin Newsom did something or Ilhan Omar did something, I show it. Where's the beef? When you're saying somebody's Hitler, where's the beef? You've known Tucker forever, kind of a libertarian, really liberal, but pro-war, woke up 15 years ago, apologized to me personally on air. You know him well. You were one of the first backers of Trump. So was I. He was not. But he came along way before the neocons and supported Trump. Do you agree with me that this is an attempt by the old Republican Party neocons is branding it as, you know, pro-Israel now to try to retake over the Republican Party? What do you think?
We are being sabotaged. I'm back on Twitter now after a 7-year gulag, and I was saying that the thing that annoys me about the left is they have this Facebook MSNBC bubble, and I know that sounds old, but these people are old, and they put something in the bubble. They can curate it just like a museum, and they go, all right, Trump is going to go for 3 terms, and he's going to take away your Social Security, so have a No Kings rally defying those things, which aren't even true. And so they have this massive rally, and it's frustrating, but we are the same. Someone has decided to curate our bubble and say, drive a wedge from right to right about Israel anti-Semitism, use Nick Fuentes and their hero, Tucker Carlson, and make that separate the right. And we are all falling for it. It drives me nuts. It's okay to disagree with Fuentes. It's okay to have problems with Israel. Israelis have a million problems with Israel. You're not an anti-Semite if you're curious. Yes, Nick Fuentes is anti-Semitic. That's why I debated him a couple weeks ago. It's on my site, censor.tv. We got along great because we were not allowing people to drive a wedge between us. We argue about things. Tucker Carlson, I've known him for a quarter of a century. If anything defines Tucker Carlson, it's his curiosity. He's a curious person. He would have Idi Amin on his show. Why not? You want to talk to these people. You want to talk to Stalin. Wouldn't you like to have Stalin or Mao on your show?
100%.
I'm not equating Fuentes to Mao, but the history of this country.
Well, Fuentes did endorse Stalin, so I, you know.
Yes, which I yell at him for. You know, the history of this country is the whole American Revolution happened because right and left were arguing so much we got smarter and kicked the British out. We have Gore Vidal debating William F. Buckley. That's what we do at the tavern with beers. We're arguing with each other. That's America in a nutshell. And I get that the left is going to be easily curated and go off on their no king's tangents, but I'm so frustrated by our own side who allows the New York Times paints Nick Fuentes, as Dinesh D'Souza says, like James Dean, and they do it to drive us nuts, and we keep taking the bait. Don't take the bait. We can disagree with each other and focus on the fact that we're unified in that we want more freedom, more private sector, stronger borders, less war, no globalism. Like, we're all basically on the same page.
No, you're totally nailing it. And just to interject this real quick, I am the person that engineered the Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes thing. He was really pissed when he was talking about his dad. Tucker called me and said, is this guy good or bad? I said, I think he means well. I think, you know, you should talk to him. You should just have him on and just neutralize the situation. So they went and talked and then had dinner and then did it. I had no idea that this would then blow up into all of this. I was trying to do the opposite thing here. But again, it is the right-wing version of the ADL that ran in to be drama queens, made the interview go from viral to ultra-viral, and then they're saying any criticism of Israel is anti-Semitic, which is central casting, adding to the wedge, adding to all this. And I'm saying cover Israel all you want, but it's literally sucking all the air out of the room. I cover communist China, and the comments are like, why cover up for Israel? It's like it becomes all people can talk about. And here we are talking about it to even respond to this, but you've been a trailblazer. I've been a trailblazer. We wouldn't have Trump if it wasn't for us. That's recognized. It's why they've targeted you, your movement, me for prison destruction. And I've had talks with, you know, Fuentes off air and on air, and I've said, listen, the Democrats are making you, you know, this poster child and saying how great you are and pushing you, and the Young Turks are, because they want to drive this wedge. You know, once they get in, they're going to put you in prison. I said, the Republicans aren't going to put you in prison. The Democrats are cancer, buddy. And I've said it on air and off, and I said, you just really need to think long game here, okay? And that's all I've said. And I'm like, you know, okay, yeah, a bunch of rich Jews did put Trump over the top. So did all of us, because he's better. You cannot throw babies out with the bathwater, and you cannot monolithically say Israel is just one big thing, because it's not. And he started, because he gets this, people come to his house to kill him. Where were the Democrats when that happened, you know, 10 months ago? They weren't defending him. I was. So I'm just saying, think second, third, fourth order, and I think Nick is smart enough to do it. So give, I know he respects you. He says he loves you. I do too. Talk to Nick right now. I mean, how do we thread the needle here?
Well, I think Nick is coming around. I mean, the whole concept of Israel and us donating money to them, and even the whole concept of Jewish disproportionate representation in media and all that other stuff, it's a very nuanced and interesting conversation, and everyone treats it like it's black and white. It's sort of like the abortion debate. I mean, people do not allow for any kind of nuance in this very tough philosophical discussion about when life begins. We tend to infantilize and trivialize all these very complex subjects. But I think the big takeaway with Nick is ignore the youth at your own peril. We are all acting like school marms right now. And when you do that and you turn someone into a pariah, young people go, well, that's cool. He's Sid Vicious. I like that. So just calm down and stop being such an uptight.
I was about to say, doesn't AIPAC know by attacking Tucker? I mean, because I could do this in Edgelord, and Tucker's not been doing it. You know, Nick's always been doing it, so he's not edgelording, but everybody else is. this is who he is, but exactly, don't they know by attacking them and saying they need to die that that turns them into the ultimate Sid Vicious?
And your movement is nothing without young people. So at the very least, lend them an ear and see what they're doing. I mean, a lot of Nick's most hyperbolic quotes are obviously the way we talk in bars. He's obviously being hyperbolic when he says we have to deport all the small hats and all the pejits and all that stuff. It's obviously colorful talk, which we all do. It makes your show interesting. But to just write him off as baby Hitler and then say Tucker's lost his mind, he's not MAGA, write him off, that is exactly what the left is going for. And we're the mature ones in the room. We're the ones who laugh and say, oh, touche, and we can handle your debate. All of this pariah making is what ostracizes young people.
And let's be clear, Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin get up and say, oh, your shows, you're nothing. They know we're all bigger than them. They know despite all their funding that they're the old neocon emblematic of Dick Cheney's death. They're over. And so they just hope to get in a fight with us and do this to make themselves pertinent or, you know, to have some type of meaning still.
Mark Levin is a very smart dude. He's a great writer. Go ask a 20-year-old who Mark Levin is. Go ask a politically active, politically curious person who Mark Levin is. They have no idea. So can we stop poo-pooing?
But you do. People? You've launched major, major movements that the Republicans and Democrats have picked up in the youth. You understand youth. I'm always forever young. I always want to learn the newest thing. I'm fascinated with youth because I'm forever young. And that's why I have Nick Fuentes on, because I've got a magnifying glass on that. And exactly, these guys like Mark Levin and their bubbles, they don't know what they're talking about. They have no idea.
Yeah. No, ignore the youth at your own peril. What I always say to Nick is, I'm like, you sound like a Jew right now, Nick, because what do Jews do? They pore over the Talmud. They pore over the Torah. They criticize themselves. They say, oy vey, we're bad for society. They overanalyze every move they ever make. That's a very Jewish thing. He sounds like the rabbis I know when he talks about.
I was about to say, there's two groups. There's the people obsessed with Israel and the Jews in general that are obsessed with. It's like, and I'm not against the Jews or and I'm going to be not get the Nazis reformed over here. But exactly, it's like, can you understand that I'm not obsessed with you and you give me a headache?
Yeah, I was saying that on Tim Pool's show yesterday. Like Mike Cernovich said, I'm happy to talk about the Jews, but can we reduce it to like an hour a week? Because
I'm gonna talk to Harrison today, not to tell him to stop. He was like 2 hours yesterday. I was 3 hours. I was gonna say we just need to have the Jew hour every day. Because I mean, seriously, it is like we're not talking about genetic engineering, AI, China. We're not talking about, you know, this giant alien spacecraft they say is coming. We're just literally, it's a form of worship of the Jews to hate them as well.
Dude, Trump is taking the drug war to the cartels. We've got 200 opioid overdoses a day. We're learning that the cartels are in bed in our government. They're paying off all these ports around the world, shipping fentanyl. It's a declaration of war that totally dwarfs the
Gulf. And when you say that, they're going to come in on the next. Oh, look at Gabin covering for Jews. No, retards. You don't have depth. You don't have context. You haven't been around 30 plus years like Ab McGinnis and Alex Jones. I'm sorry. You're young. You got perspective with what you see. But literally, there is more in the universe than the Jews.
Stop using it as a crutch. You sound like these black dudes who blame white people for your problems. Jews are not in your sandwich. It's not a Jew's fault if it rains on your birthday. Yes, they get $4 billion. How much do we spend on black crime? How much do we spend on the opioid epidemic? How much is China destroying our dollar?
We spend $100 billion on illegal aliens for SNAP alone, $300 billion on everything else on them, healthcare. We've spent $300 billion to Ukraine. And again, that's what I'm saying. Look, like, I'm like, look, Gaza, okay, there is some killing innocent people. I'm against it. Netanyahu stood down, yada, yada. I did it the first day. I was first going to say it. The point is that you got a million plus dead in Ukraine. It could end the world. And every time I focus on Ukraine, I see the comments. Why are you covering up for Israel and Gaza? It ain't the only thing, dumbasses.
Right. And the Dems are the ones who planted this stake in our heart. They're the ones who put the coins on the train tracks. They're the ones who are derailing our conversations. And we're falling for it. Yes, we'll have the Jewish hour once a week. I promise I'm not hiding, but I've got some other fish to fry, like the global war going on against us. Like Pearl Harbor was, what, 3,000 people? We're getting 200 a day with these opioids. The fentanyl's pouring through our borders. China's destroying our dollar. We have a Muslim takeover in the Western world. Europe is all but gone. DEI alone, all of these stupid scams where it has to be a Native American-run business. James O'Keefe just exposed tens of billions of dollars being flushed down the toilet in DEI scams with contractors.
The EPA stole $200 billion the last year with Biden, $92 billion when Trump was president-elect, stolen out of the Department of Energy. So great, Israel gets $4 billion. Fine, cut it off. Can we spend some time on the $92 billion the Department of Energy? Much of it, no paperwork? No, we can't.
No, because if we're discussing James O'Keefe, then we're exposing the DNC and we're losing them votes. So they're not
All the Democrat, and I knew this months ago, but all of the Democrat shows on YouTube that are boosted and pushed, not just the Young Turks, they are all suddenly playing clips of me out of context. They're suddenly all so happy, and they're pushing total MAGA civil war over Israel. It's 100% their tactic.
Don't fall for it. It's a small country that gets a bit of money. And it's definitely worth discussing. Israel has big problems with Netanyahu. They're not a monolith. There's infinite nuance within that group. The ones you hate are probably atheists anyway. The ones you're bitching about are probably what I call ginos.
Well, look, Soros, a Jew that helped Hitler, is literally, and his evil son, is quarterbacking all this. So
Soros' dad was an atheist. Soros was an atheist. Soros' son is in love with Uma Abedin, and he's giving all $24 billion to her.
Soros, and that's the Muslim Brotherhood. And that's Obama, the Muslim Brotherhood. Remember, Al Gore said, we need an Arab Spring in America. Remember that?
Yep.
Guys, go to X, type in Al Gore, we need an Arab Spring, like 14 years ago. Remember that? But yep. So you're just too smart, Gavin. So the problem is we're trying, the general audience gets it, but for the some people out there that have just kind of woken up, all they know is the Jewish thing. So to them, it's all got to be that. You see what I'm saying?
It's a crutch. And if you're using a crutch, you're not genuinely curious. You're not really in this to save the Western world. I want to save the Western world. I want more American families. I want people to get married and have kids and go to church. I want people to practice free speech. I want people to own guns. I want everything.
Hey, Gavin, you're on fire. Can you do like 10 more minutes or you got to go?
I got to go. I'm live in 5 minutes.
Darn it.
On censor.tv.
Well, I wanted to show you the ballot in New York. All right, come back again.
Oh, yeah. Zoran's on it twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But it's worse than that. Wait, exactly. All right, I said, wait till we see the ballot. Well, we got it. Censored.tv, censored.tv. Gavin, amazing interview. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
I totally agree with him. That's what I stand for. And, man, I haven't gotten this Jewish money yet, so all I get's the ADL calling for my arrest and whatever. All right, we're going to go to break, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't even plug last hour. I didn't plug this hour. We won't be here if I don't plug. The products are insanely good. If you really want the hardcore truth and people that don't back down, this is it. We have the very best supplements in the world, and we have the biggest sale yet at thealexjonesstore.com. 30 days of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales. 25% off site-wide on top of all other huge sales while supplies last. Here's what's on sale now. Ultramethylene Red, about to sell out. All supplements, all shirts, hats, and hoodies. Plus, 50% off at any supplement when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel any time. Never run out, even when it sells out for everyone else. Cancel any time. Also, Alex Jones Signature Blades, new badass knives in right now. Limited edition, selling out fast. Choose from a collection of incredible blades while supplies last. And a VIP membership for $30 a month, canceling time. Gives you $40 to spend in the store instantly. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Be the number one way to keep us on the air. Plus, 80% reorder rate on all supplements. They really work. Thanks for your support. Hour number three, your calls and more straight ahead. All right, I've got huge election fraud news in New York coming up next segment. Then I'm opening the phones up and hitting all this other insane news that I already have here. I can go for 10 days with what I've got here, okay? And then everything else is breaking as we go. But just take the whole Jewish thing with Stephen Miller. It came out in news when they attacked him 15 years ago or whatever. Oh, Stephen Miller, he's listening to Alex Jones. Oh, Stephen Miller, blah, blah, blah. Oh, Stephen Miller exposed, you know, the Duke University fraud and all that. Stephen Miller is shutting down the border, delivering America first, getting our agenda done. In reality, you judge a tree by its fruits. And I see this stuff constantly. Oh, he's a Jew. You know, he's walking Trump around on a leash. Yeah, right. No, he's there to implement Trump's will. And he's doing a badass job. So, again, this are there bad people out there that are Jewish? 100%. Should we oppose them? That's going 100%. But what I'm saying, when it sucks all the oxygen out, we've got a major, major problem. So here's Miller nailing the Democrats and talking about how violent they are. Then we'll come back and hit all the other news. Stay with us.
For your audience perfectly, Sean, this was not a loophole. The Biden administration, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, devised a scheme to fly illegal aliens into the country and then to escort them en masse across the border by the millions and to give them something known as parole, which gives them a work permit, which gives them a social security number, which gives them access to the voting booth. This was the plan all along, to get them here illegally so they can get free government benefits, get hooked to welfare, and be able to participate in American elections. This was an attack on democracy by the Democrat Party. It's the same attack that we see, Sean, when you have California, a sanctuary state, that is refusing to turn over even illegal alien criminals and gang members to ICE. So these are illegal aliens in California who have been arrested by California police, by California law enforcement for serious crimes, for crimes against children, for felonies, for crimes that threaten public safety, and they are refusing to hand these criminal illegal aliens over to ICE. Instead, they're freeing them back into the cities to offend and offend again. By any definition, what California is doing is criminal. It is a violation of our laws. It is one of the most heinous things that I have seen in my entire...
The Democrat Party has become dangerously, violently radicalized. And you're right, Sean. Look, I get death threats every day. My wife gets death threats every day. We've obviously had to deal with pretty extensive doxing campaigns. But the truth is, Sean, that people across the country, across the government, across law enforcement, who are fighting for safety, security, prosperity, are dealing with radical left communist threats and attacks all day long. And President Trump, of course, came within centimeters of being assassinated.
1 millimeter.
During the middle of his rally on live television by a wicked, evil assassin, and then only weeks later, a second assassin, if not for a Secret Service agent spotting the barrel of that gun, would have taken President Trump's life, saved by the hand of God himself. We are dealing with a party that is so extreme, that considers its opponents to be its mortal enemies, that dehumanizes its opposition, that justifies violent attacks against federal law enforcement, assaults against ICE and Border Patrol, that sides over and over again with criminal aliens, MS-13 gangbangers. Look at how they venerated and worshipped and praised the MS-13 child smuggler that they dubbed the Maryland Dad, somebody who beat his wife and smuggled children and was a member of a terrorist organization, and they held him up as their hero. This is a dangerous party. This is a dangerous movement. And what you're seeing in New York City with Mamdani, that is the future. A party that believes in no bail, a party that believes in no jail, a party that believes in no borders. But here's one group they do want to put in jail, their political enemies.
I said it first hour. I said it second hour. I said, wait till we see these New York ballots, which we couldn't see copies of. And now they're out. Oh, oh, oh man. You talk about chicanery, skullduggery, hanky-panky. You talk about the fix being in. This is bad, 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 bad. You got Fetterman getting ready to join the Republicans. Mysterious interstellar visitor object abruptly lights up, accelerates. That's what they're saying at NASA. That's what they're saying at Harvard. I don't believe any of it from these people. I mean, maybe it is aliens coming to eat our lunch or God knows do what. A whole bunch of stuff just got released on Jan 6 that the cops were killing people. We already knew that. They killed four of us on that day. None of them died, but the media said five cops died. Totally not true, but hey, whatever. I peed on graves in Connecticut of dead kids. Nobody ever peed on them. It doesn't matter. CNN said so. Never been to the States until I was summoned there for court, but I suppose we can go out there and we'll just pee on this right here. How dare you, you son of a bitch. There's no way the media's lying about that. You got Dick Cheney dead. You got voters in New York saying they want communism. So people ask them, well, what communist country would you move to? Well, I think Cuba. Well, I think North Korea. That's some of the video we've got coming up this hour. So we've got an hour and 51 minutes left in live transmission time. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open the phones up for first-time callers, and I want to throw the subject out of the Islamic takeover of this country and the fact that in Islam, and the Quran says, go into a country, become 10% of the population, act friendly, act nice, then at that point, have your own operations, your own neighborhoods, your own areas, and don't comply and just basically start pushing people out and taking over, like you see in Africa happening right now all over the place. I mean, these are areas of Africa where Muslims have never even been. They're there now, and they're killing people. And I don't think Trump constitutionally, though they're white or black, you know, I would say the same thing. I'm really sad for the hundreds of thousands, millions total, but just in Nigeria, hundreds of thousands being killed by Boko Haram and others. But that's not in our hemisphere. They're not meddling in our elections. They're not shipping fentanyl in. So how do you strike them, as Trump's saying? So we'll talk about all the subjects to deal with Islam. We spent 3 hours on the Jews yesterday and 30 minutes last hour. But I'm sure the callers will find some way to say, we're not worried about, I am your captain now, the guy about to be the new mayor of Minneapolis, or Mondami, all backed by the left. I understand, that's covering up for Israel. Well, we're going to cover up for Israel today. I'm joking. we are going to talk about other things. Other things. There are other things in the universe, other pieces. This isn't like chess where there's black pieces and white pieces. There's a whole bunch of factions and groups and things. And I want to promote capitalism and Americana and classical Christendom, the superior system of the West, and have everybody adopt it, not through the sword of Islam. Islam means submission to the will of Allah and the jihad, but adoption through superiority. And I will say the West is the best, to quote Jim Morrison, and it'll do the rest. In fact, find that part in This Is the End. The West is the best, and it'll do the rest. I want to go out the last minute of this segment with that. So we're talking about Islam now. We're talking about how it operates, the different factions of it. We're talking about how it's taken over Europe, how it's taken over the UK, how it allies with the government. How do we deal with it? Every day, mass stabbing attacks everywhere. Government's trying to cover it up. How do we deal with Dearborn, Michigan, saying Christians aren't welcome? How do we deal with Sharia law trying to be enforced in Houston? How do we deal with this? Because, again, you could live, let's say, in Africa, in Central Africa, and there are jackals, and there are hyenas, and there are lions, and there are cobras, and there are hippos, and there are water buffaloes, and they could all kill you. So let's say Israel likes the analogy. Israel's a lion that could eat you. Or an elephant that can stampede you. Well, what about the king cobra? Of course, you know the number one thing that kills people in Africa, most dangerous continent in the world, and that's the, wait for it, hippopotamus. Everything's scared of hippopotamus. 20-foot crocodiles, run. Elephants, run. Lions, run. Now, I know they look cute and everything, and they sit in the water during the day eating reeds and stuff and pooping. The fish eat that. But at night, they kind of sleep in the water. They run around eating grass at night and killing anything in their way. They have, you go to the zoo, hippopotamuses have their teeth cut off in pegs. They have giant 6, 7, 8, 9-inch spiked tusks. And they'll just grab a lion or grab a 20-foot alligator or crocodile, just shake it up. And they'll charge into villages at night if you're growing something that smells good to them, and they'll run through your tents and just stomp people to death and kill them and kill them and kill them. You know what kills more than that? That's number one killer. After that is water buffalo, which is a cow, but it's a wild cow. And it's super vicious. You think these bulls and bullfighting are mean? Put a water buffalo in. They're way quicker, way smarter. They're not fooled by a red cape. And then it goes down the line. Then it's cobras. And then it's, see, you think lions are the main thing. No, it's not the lions. So, see, we're talking about, we talked about the lions for 3 hours yesterday and 30 minutes last hour. And that's kind of a mean thing to say. They're all like a vicious thing. But let's just take your word for it. Okay, well, those are all horrible things. There are more things in the jungle than just the lions. And so that's what I'm trying to get people to talk about and understand, that there's a lot of pieces. There's a dragon, too, called Communist China. That's a mythical creature. But, yeah, look at the hippopotamus. Oh, here, let me just attack two male lions. Oh, look, oh, here you go. Yeah, oh, how about you just watch this? Ha-ha! That's the meanest thing on earth. It would eat a grizzly bear, a polar bear, just like that. That's the toughest land animal on earth right there. But it doesn't really look scary, does it? Because things don't always come in the packages of what they are. You can find footage of them shaking 20-foot crocodiles in the air, blood spewing everywhere. So, yeah, you just saw a hippo run off two male lions that thought they'd have a drink of water. Uh-uh, bitch, this is my river. And hippos don't let anything come around their area. So what I'm getting at here is we're going to talk about the hippopotamus today, and that's Islam. I had to choose a thing to describe it. It's a hippopotamus, and we need to understand the hippopotamus is taking over. So today is about the hippopotamus. We just talked about the lion plenty. Now we're talking about hippopotamus here. And I know that's going to just incite you to go, no, you can't. Only Jews, please, no. I love Mandami. I love the Young Turks. Well, I'm sorry. What would the crocodile be? What would it be? I don't know. What would the crocodile be? I don't know. The point is that's my weird analogy. So here's the toll-free number, and you can work it into the election, you can work it into whatever, but we're taking your calls on Islam and its relation to the West, and what do we do about it? And you can work in, it's the big liberal Jewish group, so the second largest importers of Muslims in Europe and the U.S. Great, and Mayorkas, great. You can work in the Jews to it, because there are a bunch of Jews allied with it, like George Soros. So you can get your Jew thing in there, and that's good. But then that works against what you're saying. Because this is diverse, different groups in Judaism involved. But the Catholic Church is the biggest importer. You got the Pope saying, open up your countries to Islam and everything else. Oh, but they don't open up the Vatican to anybody. They got armed guards there. Next time I got Nick on, bring that up. Like, hey, well, you're a big Catholic. And Catholics in general, I like nice people, great. You know, conservative Catholicism, wonderful. But the modern liberal Catholicism is globalist. What about the Pope and this and that? I can show you the quotes. All these people, well, this new Pope, because he's an American and likes, you know, the Cubs, he really lived his whole life in Latin America, he's going to be better. No, he's worse than the last one. So that ties into Islam, too. See, I'm just too informed, though. So today we talk about the hippopotamus. Or maybe you say Islam is the king cobra. Whatever you choose, the point is, we're talking about that. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. We're going to talk about what NASA's saying they think is an alien spaceship, too. And it probably is like the Mel Brooks movie. He did a joke trailer for Jews in Space. That probably is actually a Tel Aviv attack craft to blow the planet up. Jewish space lasers. I bet if you go to YouTube, you can find it. Jews in Space, Mel Brooks. It's like a history of the world or whatever that show's called. It's funny. With a thing on it. The big flying star, David. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And we are taking your calls on Islam. And if you are a Muslim and you disagree with me, you will go to the head of the line. And that's screening calls. Screening calls doesn't just mean censoring. It means we're covering this topic. All we want is a good, clean phone line. But I will screen it and say, if you're a Muslim and you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line. In fact, I just thought of that, just like I did Jews first yesterday. I should have had Muslims on first. In fact, you will take priority at first. If you get on the board, I will go to you first. 877-789-2539, 877-789. Alex, and we will take your phone calls, 877-789-2539. All right, there we go. Now, because I didn't do a good job of this before I hit the latest election fraud in New York, that's incredible, and it is what it is. Before I do that, just remember, I'm funded by you. You want to know who funds this operation? You, the viewer, you, the listener. We got like a gold sponsor, and that's it. I could have a bunch of sponsors, but then I got to keep the quality up. I got to check it. I got to mess with it. And then they come after our sponsors. So about 14 years ago, I said, we're getting rid of sponsors, as a lot of you saw. And I'm like, we'll just sell the best supplements. We'll just sell the widest selection of stuff. And we're already selling DVDs and films and books and, you know, T-shirts and ball caps. But I said, you know what? We're going to do it ourselves. So we just go out and find whatever the top certified best-selling thing is, already proven, triple tested, and we sell it, get a private label. But we've also made a lot of great proprietary supplements as well. So you're missing out if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com that I don't own. So even if they shut down InfoWars, which is imminent, people are going to wake up and go, well, God, it really happened. Yeah, there's a receiver in there. He just hadn't decided to shut it down yet. Close. They don't own thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the Alex Jones Network. It funds this operation. And has the widest selection of T-shirts, hats, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. A lot of it limited edition. We have the classic 1776 gear. We have the Trump gear. We have the InfoWars gear. We have the Alex Jones gear. We have the comedy gear. We have a lot of, you know, fun shirts, Gulf of America shirts. We have InfoWars veteran shirts, veterans of the InfoWar. It's all there. Fundraiser shirts that cost a little bit more, so we actually get some funds in. These are high quality. The markup's not very high. It's all there, thealexjonesstore.com. We've got our Holy Wars Crusader line out. It's all very, very politically incorrect. Not all the America First stuff. It's all there, the widest selection, thealexjonesstore.com. There's 30 days, it started a few days ago, of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales. 25% off site-wide on all top products, everything, including on top of the sales that are already there. While supplies last, could end at any moment for specific items that sell out. Here's what's on sale now. Ultra Methylene Red, about to sell out. All supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox, all shirts, hats, hoodies, plus 50% off any supplement when you sign up for auto ship. You cancel any time. Never run out. Hold it back for 50% off in the future, even when it sells out for everybody else. Cancel any time. Alex Jones signature blades are in now. Knives I went out and found and thought were the best and got at low prices. They'll sell out fast. Choose from a collection of incredible blades. All supplies last. VIP membership. Anybody buying anything should be a VIP member. Just at checkout, pay $30 and get $40 instantly spent in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Get 40% credit in the store each month instantly. Number one way to support a broadcast. 80% reorder on our supplements. Nobody else has that. That's how good they work. We support you and fight for freedom together. You support us together. We are changing the world. Stock up now, thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. We can't do it without you. You are the tip of the spear, and I salute you all. All right. We're loading the phones up right now. I've got a bunch of prosecution news of the deep state coming up. A lot of good things happening, but that means they're going to be more dangerous than ever. And I want to hit this biggest election fraud news yet of all the crap we've seen going on today. But I'm going right to your phone calls when we come back. But first, I want to talk about Mondami. Now, there's countless videos of this. We've gone out and done it ourselves, but these are the latest. They go out and ask Zohran Mondani voters their favorite socialist country between Venezuela, Cuba, Soviet Union, which doesn't exist anymore. What's your favorite one? I'm having to go with Cuba. Cuba doesn't have electricity, but about 2 hours out of the day, people are starving to death. They live about 10 years less than we do here. It's an absolute hellhole, but these people think it's great. Then we'll dovetail it with a recent video out of Cuba on TikTok people required to show their food ration coupon book to buy food in the state-run grocery stores, just like Chairman Mao's China, which is done for total control. And notice, you get almost nothing. Cuba was like Miami until the communists took it over, and they've totally ruined it. And so this is what Mondami will do, who wants to disarm the police. What a great idea. Let's go to these clips.
Voting for mayor.
I like Cuomo, but I think Mondani might be pulling the lead a little bit with me.
What's your favorite example of socialism that's worked?
I don't have a big example of it, of socialism.
Like between Venezuela, Cuba, Soviet Union, what's your favorite one?
Man, you put me on the spot. I'm going to have to go Cuba. I'm going to have to go Cuba. Yeah, let's go there. It's just so complicated for me. I got so much information in my head, but yeah. I'm going to go with that.
Do you think Mondami's the future of the Democratic Party?
I mean, I hope so.
And then there's another clip. Yeah, this is Cuba.
I'm currently traveling in Havana, Cuba, and I witnessed something mind-blowing. A narrow street in North Havana splits the world into two. On the left is a bodega, a government-owned grocery store, although it looks run down and hardly has any food on shelf other than plain bread. I was going to shop there, but was not allowed. Apparently, Cuba still operates under a food ration system, and you need this little booklet in order to purchase grocery. Each person only gets one bread roll per day, no more. With an average salary of $20, most people can hardly afford to buy food on the black market. On the other side of the street is a fancy cafe where foreign tourists, including myself, enjoy breakfast. The omelet tastes okay, but it already contains 2 weeks of egg rations for locals. Yes, they only get 5 eggs per month. Not week, month. My mom compared it to China in the 70s before economic reform, but back then, there were no crowds of tourists taking photos with the latest iPhones and indulging in $20 lobsters right across the street. I find it hard to understand how locals still maintain a positive mindset when faced with this stark contrast on a daily basis. What are your thoughts?
Venezuela used to be the richest country in this hemisphere until the 90s. Yeah, richer than the average American, the average person there. Now it's a living hellhole. But don't tell that to the young people that are predominantly out voting for Mondami. They heard they're getting something free. All right. Major breaking news on multiple election fraud fronts. Let me just give you the stuff that broke earlier. Now, dozens of polling places in New Jersey, it was 7, that are heavily dominant Republican precincts, have had bomb threats to shut them down. Then other key Republican precincts got shut down with the computers just shutting off, but ABC News says that's no big deal. Then key polling places that were leaning against Mondami in New York started to get bomb threats, and Mondami blamed Trump with no evidence. And now this. No, I'll get to the ballots in a moment. Breaking, New York City polling locations swatted, meaning somebody called in fake police reports that somebody was kidnapped or murdered. You know, this is a liberal leftist tactic. I've seen swatting over the decades. 99% is leftist, including in Europe. I'm sure Mondami will blame Trump. New York City polling locations for the mayoral race in Big Apple were reportedly hit by swatting on Election Day with hours to go in-person voting. This comes after there were bomb threats set to polling locations in New York earlier in the morning. According to a report from the New York Post, the FBI and other authorities are investigating swatting incidents, which include polling site in Harlem, New York. Authorities are probing the emails which were sent to election workers. The NYPD told the New York Daily News, "We believe it's an elaborate swatting attempt. The emails make terrible threats." Sure, Mondami will blame Trump. Now, continuing. The New York City ballot form is a scam. Elon Musk, no ID is required. Other mayoral candidates appear twice. Cuomo's name is last in the bottom. So there you go. Mondami is on there twice. They put Cuomo on the bottom. This is an actual New York City ballot. Zoran appears twice. Others twice. Adams is still on the bottom of the ballot despite dropping out. By sheer coincidence, all four anomalies hurt Cuomo and therefore help Mondami. Wow. Yeah. The Democrat Party is the party of election fraud. I predicted this days ago. I predicted it this morning. I said, wait till we see the ballot. I bet it's a scam. Ah, there you go. Always the same, over and over and over again. The West is the best.
Get here and we'll do the rest.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your calls and more breaking news. If you're watching on TV, you see Mondami voters going to the polls in New York with their butcher knives and machetes screaming Allah Akbar. No, that's actually London, but that's where we're going to be. And that's what we're talking about. All right, here's the deal. A bunch of new Arctic frost treason just broke in the last 48 hours. In the last few hours, other stuff broke. It's even worse. That Obama and Brennan ordered it. We have their emails. And that they knew Trump was innocent and they wanted to shut down elections and have a coup. And that they had Trump's cell phone as well, just like they got mine. And it's just total treason. And they're in a lot of trouble. And now we have more emails that Comey was directly telling people to leak stuff, which we knew, which he lied about. Later, he went, well, I didn't leak it. I gave it to somebody to leak. It's like a mafia don. I didn't kill him. I just ordered him killed. He is totally effed. That's coming up, but I'm not going to do that till next hour. Well, there's a bunch of other stuff, but I'm going to wait because I want to go to your calls. We're talking about Islam and the weird leftist funding of it and how it ties into this and a lot of legitimate criticism of Israel, but that becoming the main ethos of the populist Republican MAGA movement and then no other issue matters. And now we're allied with the left. No, don't you know, cut Israel's funding. They got more money than we do per capita. Israel should have been manipulating our internal politics. But at the same time, do not adopt, in my view, nothing but obsessing on Israel and saying everything orbits it. Like Israel is the sun and we just orbit it. We should have a debate about what are we orbiting? Well, God and God's plan and what we can do together in the future. It really gives up your own authority when you give magical Lucky Charms powers to Jews and say they're leprechauns, we're not. They can create pots of gold, we can't. Criticize, you know, Jews all day long. My point is, this is a dialectic with Soros and other globalists pushing it to create this division and make it the only issue. Because the public's waking up, but now all they know is this. It's dangerous. And I have all these, you know, anti-Jew people constantly in my feeds, and I get emails and everything like, why are you covering up for Israel? Islam's good. They're our friends. They're our friends. Again, in Africa's most dangerous continent, most dangerous animals, there are hippopotamus, there are 20-foot crocodiles, there are lions, there are king cobras. We do have this big planetoid, three-eye atlas, that now NASA's saying accelerated, and it looks like it has a propulsion system. And I'm covering up, folks. Go ahead and roll it. It is actually, Netanyahu actually has an advanced space fleet. Netanyahu is sending a giant Jew in space command base to blow up the Earth. Let's roll the footage of the Jewish spacecraft. Three-eye Atlas preparing to destroy the Earth. Here it is.
Jews in space!
Assuming a law protecting the Hebrew race. If Jews are in space, it's all of this, we'll put it right back in its place. When Goyim attack us, we give them a smack, we'll slap them right back in the face.
That's actual footage of three-eye Atlas preparing to destroy the Earth. So I did my job again. All Jew, all the time, it's all you're going to get. I don't care about Kennedy getting the mercury out or the fluoride coming out. I don't care about the mRNA new shots being banned. Kennedy's pro-Israel. He's bad, too. In fact, he should be put in a cannon and shot into space. I'm joking. Who's fixing the election in New York right now, huh? All right, let's go to your phone calls. Jonathan, Scott, Sasha, Sheldon, Leo, Randall, Terry, Ben, Joshua. And here's the deal. I'm going to your call and move to the next person. Now, I said if somebody's a Muslim and they disagree, they go to the head of the line. Are any of these folks Muslim? No Muslims. Okay, well, let's do this. I'm going to go to these people, and I love them. But listen, callers, listen to me carefully, respectfully. We're only going to take Muslim calls in the future after this for at least, you know, the next 30 minutes. So as soon as you hear somebody hang up, don't call in. When you hear a caller hang up, Muslims out there, you could be in Saudi Arabia for all I care, or Israel, or wherever you're at, or here in the U.S., the number to call in is 877-789-2539. Because I don't want to be mean to you. I told Jews calling your show was nice. I respect you. I really want to hear your perspective. And I don't want to just be up here talking to 10 million people now and another 20 million after that. You know, I don't want to sit up here as a big king gorilla and not let you face your accuser. All right? So 877-789-2539 for the Muslims. 877-789-2539, and we'll go to you as well. 877-789-ALEX. All right, who's first here? Jonathan in New York on the mayoral election in Islam. Go ahead.
What's going on, Alex? This is Jonathan. I'm calling from Queens, New York. It's very important that I let you know that this is the hometown of our president, Donald J. Trump. This is also ground zero for our communist invasion that will be coronated tonight. I am a staunch conservative, and I have been for over a decade. People around me are the same. And if there's anything that I could say, I feel like if the GOP really wanted to take control of this, we really could have. You know, tonight's really going to be a coronation. We made this whole thing about Israel. If we didn't want it to be about Israel, neither here nor there, we could have obviously pushed Sliwa. He hasn't taken money from the big donor Jews, and he hasn't been inbred with the Muslim Brotherhood. And I do feel that this is a little bit more Republican-based than it is liberal-based, because we know that liberal politics is going this direction. We've known this for centuries. I've learned it from you, that it only eats itself, and it's only going to get worse. So with an agenda such as Mondami brings to the table, an American nationalist MAGA agenda can override that easily. Easily, it did in a presidential election where a Marxist socialist conservative ran up against him twice. Now, the reason why I think that's even a bigger issue is because if we look back to the primaries, the Democratic primaries for the mayoral election, there are 3.4 million registered Democratic voters in New York City. Now, in the primaries that just occurred for the Democratic, only about roughly 1 million voters voted in the primary. And these are all numbers that I've gotten from Rasmussen.
No, I'm going to say it right now. Give it to the Jews and give it to the Muslims, whether they're Republican or Democrat. With the Muslims, it's mainly, you know, liberal, just like it used to be Jews. Now it's mainly conservative Jews. At least they give money and get involved, whereas Absolutely. The average American, whether it be black or white or Hispanic, that's a Christian or just a pro-America, we are paralyzed compared to them.
But here's my next point. Now we know that, as you've said, and I totally am wholehearted agreement with you, people who have just woken up in the last 15 minutes think everything's about Israel. And we know that's not the case, okay? But where we could have won this is in those numbers that I just digested. There are, on average, or approximately 2.4 million Democratic voters that didn't vote in the primaries. That sounds like 2.4 million people who are undecided or on the fence, or 2.4 million.
No, I know. So why aren't they motivated? Well, they're about to. They'll be motivated soon.
Well, here, let me tell you, because people like Elon Musk, people like my president Donald J. Trump, are telling everybody to vote for Cuomo, and then a vote for
who killed a bunch of old people on purpose is a total criminal.
Worse
than that. Plus, he has nipple rings.
Right, that's terrible. Yeah, exactly. But let's hear on face value, he lost his primary. So forget him.
I agree. Why did the Republicans run this piece of filth?
Literally, the Republicans ran Cuomo against Mondami. I think it's because they really want Mondami in.
No, I said that in a sick way. I mean, I heard a caller earlier. I know a bunch of New York cops, high-level ones, too. They actually are just sick of it. They think it's a detox. They think let Mondami in. But Gavin lives up there, Gavin McGinnis. He thinks it's dangerous. So I'm not endorsing taking a dive here, but that's what's happened. So let's move on now. What happens now that Mondami gets in?
Okay, no, when Mondami gets in, we're going to get a socialist hellhole. And when he gets in, I think the Republicans are predicting some benefits for them here. Now, we can look no further than the New Jersey gubernatorial election, where they're banking everything off of what's happening in New York. Just like if
and
we
notice
look back,
there's mass election fraud against the Republican gubernatorial candidate in New Jersey.
Exactly. And he's running up against Obama, essentially. Okay, Obama. Why can't President Trump, who lived in the same borough as Sliwa, just say two nice things about the poor man? He really cares about
the city. Hey, you're really smart, Jonathan, but I got to give everybody time. Wow, what a great call. I can talk to Jonathan all day. Scott in Michigan on Islam. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. A lot of my white patriotic friends look at what's going on in New York, and we're like, you know, there's no really saving New York. It's going to have to crash. And so this Mondami clown, it's going to be a great example of what they understand basically here in the United States. Because let's face it, Western civilization is dying. The major reason is because we're demographically dying. Our women and men are not having enough children. And remember,
yeah, no, let's just say it. Western culture has been taught we're bad, so we should not have kids. Plus, the average white person is too lazy and just wants to party to actually have kids. I don't know that. It's pathetic.
I don't buy that, Alex, because you're saying that somebody else can tell you what to be and believe.
Hold on. Hey, hold on, brother. Hold on. I got four children. I'd have 10 if I could. But, you know, so let's just stop right there. Okay? So I'm not going to get into personal stuff, but I can still have kids. Other people can't. So I'd have 10 if I could. You're sitting there. I'm saying in general, okay, the average white woman is a leftist deranged lunatic. That's a big problem. I know a lot of white people. A lot of them are nice. A lot of them are just watching football all day, playing with their dick. So, I mean, I'm not saying you're like that. I'm saying in general. Go ahead. We need to be retrospective on ourselves. Okay, well, go ahead.
I have three kids. I served in the military. I'm a warrior. I'm a patriot. I love my country. I love Western civilization. I'm a Christian, and I know how to fight.
Well, okay? I wasn't. You understand? I said in general. I wasn't talking about you.
I know that. But the weak are going to fall away. Remember, Winston Churchill, in the great four-volume set, A History of the English-Speaking People, wrote this. Still, it is the primary right of men to die and kill for the land they live in, and to punish with exceptional severity all members of their own race who have warmed their hands at the invader's hearth. Let us not forget that.
Stand I love that fight, quote. I've read that quote before. Read that quote again.
Yes. Still, it is the primary right of men to die and kill for the land they live in, and to punish with exceptional severity all members of their own race who have warmed their hands at the invader's hearth. Fight.
No, it's true. We're all taught not to be territorial, but everybody else is hyper-territorial. And the truth is everybody wants in the West because we have been overall superior, and we need to and that rediscovery is happening, my friend. Only the West is going to end up saving the planet.
Fight. Exactly what Trump said. That's what we need to do.
All right. Appreciate your call. I hear you. But men on average, I know war heroes, veterans, they're great guys. They do some political, but it's like a side thing. It's a side hustle. They got too many football games to go to. They got too many parties to go to. Let me tell you, I get invited to all the coolest parties. People stop because I don't go. I get invited to the best hunting lodges. Oh, private jets can get you. I say, sorry, I got work to do. I've made my sacrifice. And by the way, it's not a sacrifice. I'd rather sit at my computer at midnight reading documents and know what I'm talking about than some badass hunting lodge and shooting hogs with helicopters. And I get it. If the country wasn't totally screwed and the world wasn't screwed, I'd be out. I mean, I went for a long hike today where they're building this huge housing development on land the city stole in the early 90s, side issue. And they said they never opened it up. It was for the recharge zone, for the aquifer and all that. And it's just like, you can hike 6-7 miles to get to the end of it. And I'm just, and there's these, they built these retaining lakes and everything, and it's just like there's all these fish in it. And I'm standing there looking today at these fish, and I'm like, I can get dropped off right there. I can walk a half mile, and I can fish here all day long. God, there's catfish, there's bass right there. Jesus Christ. There's no one around here for miles. No one even knows this is all locked up. And I'm just like literally lusting after this. And I just go, nope, I'm not doing it. I'm going to fight the New World Order. So believe me, I want to be at a retention lake catching 20-pound bass, you know, 20-pound catfish. I mean, I get high doing it and watching herons land and just sit there and listen to the bugs and you know, and I want to just sit in a deer stand with a bow and, you know, and just sit there and, like, zone out and get high. I need it. I need it. It's, men are supposed to do that. I love gardening because we're meant to, like, plant and do things. But I will, I literally have no R&R other than having a meal and seeing a sunset and sex. That's all I got. And it's fine. I'm not complaining. It's great. But my commitment is total. I mean, other than, like, see Trump or Elon, those guys are killing themselves. And I get jealous of them because I know their work ethic. I know behind the scenes. It's worse than you know. I mean, they work more than you know. They don't sleep routinely a couple of days a week. I'm like, whoa. So compare those men to the general men, and I'm not just white men, men in general. Men, you're supposed to be motivated. You're most in business and life and raising children, supposed to be engaged. And if you're not, you're not alive. You wonder why you're not happy? Because you're lazy. I'm so alive, it's insane. And women smell it. Most men are like, well, why do women not whatever? Because they genetically, instinctively, they know when a man's geared in. I'm sitting there around women, sexy women. I'm not even looking at them. They don't know what to do. They are freaking out because I'm just like, I'm on a mission. I'm not dealing with you. You understand? Everybody, this is the, people look for power. Power is responsibility. Power is not a private jet and a fancy watch and a giant house. Power is will. Power is building humanity. Power is work. Power is energy. What does Yoda say? For the Jedi, to use a cheesy analogy, but it's true, is the most serious mind, the most serious commitment. All his life on the horizon, on the future. Never where he was, what he was doing. Men, you want to be empowered, and not just white men. I'm here to get everybody to stand up and rediscover what you were designed to do. Sasha in Wisconsin on the Islamic takeover. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm from Serbian descent, and I think it's always ridiculous when people discount the threat of Islam. They've always been attacking Europe.
Well, you just had Bill Clinton and the UN hand over a third of your country to them, and they attacked you.
Yep, and even after, you know, we provided them a place to live and allowed freedom of religion, like you said, the population increases, and the second it gets to a certain percentage, they started, like you see now in Canada and elsewhere in Europe and in the U.S., attacking the churches, like in Serbia, like over 200 UNESCO World Heritage Site churches were destroyed, you know, and I agree with the previous caller and Musk about how demographics are destiny. You can look at Europe and England and Paris, London, and it's conducive to the tyrannical globalist MO, modus operandi, their mode of operation. It would be perfect in line with them to have Islamic state and control it from above, and I think it's part of a greater Albert Pike plan, which he discussed, where Albert Pike said that the final world war would be between Islam and Jewish groups. And the only thing that worked in Serbia, as you saw in the 90s Balkans war, was the violence and the physical removal. And that's why I kind of agree with how Trump struck Iran, you know, with Midnight Hammer, because that seems to be the only thing they understand. And to a certain degree, even though I think Israel went too far in Gaza, targeting children and not being an honorable moral war fighter, that's what I think they were going for, is to kind of push back at the bully of Islam by showing brute force, you know, and being as brutal as Islam has been to them. Which is
absolutely. Hey, do me a favor. It's in Harrison's office. My globe. Go get my sepia globe and bring it in here. I want to do an overhead shot for people here. I want to explain something to people. Yeah. people need to understand that Islam is a conquering thing created by Muhammad, who said he was in the middle of the trade areas there at Mecca, where the entire Marco Polo Silk Road came in, and he developed a plan for takeover, okay? Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
Yeah, I think, we have to look at the future, because the future now with AI, it's very important to see which group AI is going to side with. We don't want an Islamic AI because of Sharia, and it would be tyrannical. And same with Judaism, because it's also not conducive. And I think a Christian AI is the best. It's kind of setting up the situation now with all this war that there's never been a better time for Christianity. Both Islam and Judaism needs Christ, needs what Christians and Jesus teach. And I think that's the only way. Otherwise, it looks like we're going to go into the apocalypse and, whoever wins can rule over the ruins.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Now, maybe they can pull up a map, too. Maybe I should stand up tomorrow and get on the television and show all this. Give me an overhead shot here, guys, right here. Okay. So this is planet Earth. Okay. This is North Africa. Okay. Albania, Libya, Egypt, all of it. And then right here, you've got Israel. Okay. And then you've got Saudi Arabia, and you've got Iran, you've got Iraq, you've got Syria, and you've got all this going on. Now, in 400 and something, pull the actual date, there's a little place here that was all the spice and all the diamonds and all the carpets and all the stuff coming out of Afghanistan and India and China. This is all going over here, the Silk Road, Marco Polo, and a guy named Muhammad takes over, and within 100 years of his death, he already has all of the Middle East under his control. And then they start attacking Europe for over 700 years before there's a response. They push all the way into Russia, all the way into Eastern Europe. They attack and take 90% of Spain, except the Moors and the mountains up here. They get all of this. They estimate over 3 million Spanish are then taken and sold in the slave trade by the Muslims out of Somalia. That's the main slave trader area, supplying black slaves. But Saudi Arabia, what's Saudi Arabia today? It was nomads and stuff. It was the Barbary States up in here. Selling slaves all the way until they do genetic tests in the Philippines, and they do genetic tests in Malaysia and everywhere, and they find white genetics in them, and they track it back to Spanish and other things, and all over, all these Muslim caliphates are set up all over the Pacific Ocean, okay? The top, Pat Brady's of slavery, he's the best of, or the Michael Jordans of slavery, are all out of here, the Barbary States, all the rest of this stuff, and they're the best slavers ever. And the Quran says blacks aren't human. They're raising heads. They deserve it. So that's why they all convert to Islam. They love it. They've read the Quran. And so you've got all this going on. And so starting about 1200, when they've driven all the way into Western Europe and are taking over and have captured all these countries and grabbed Sicily, the Italians were blonde-haired, blue-eyed, but now, they got dark hair and everything because they get captured all the way up to almost, the Muslims almost take Rome. And the Pope finally gets scared and says, okay, we need all the Catholics in Scotland, Ireland, England, and in the Netherlands and in France, we need you to get together and launch a desperate counterstrike. So for 500 years, they strike back. And the media tells you that was an offense, so that was a defense. So see, but meanwhile, I'm focusing on that. What was happening in Greece and in Serbia? They faced the main assaults and defended all of Europe. They're heroes. So I understand we need to spend 99.9% of our time on Jews, but we're only spending half our time on that, because I just gave a boiled down, very brief history of the Islamic invasions from the time Muhammad created Islam in what is Saudi Arabia today until the Crusades responded. And there was at least three or four times, you can look this up, where the Muslims got all the way into Italy, took Sicily, took all the south of Italy, and got, it was city states then, got all the way up to Rome. And that's why the Vatican's got 200-foot walls, because first they were like 50-foot, but they almost fell. So finally, the Pope sends an emergency message to Western Europe and says, you understand what's happening. We have to do a crusade. We have to launch a counterstrike. And this is around 1,200 and so, and then expands out. And then Hollywood tells you, and you know all these huge production movies that we're so mean, we're here attacking the precious Muslims, we're doing all this. And then, of course, you've got Turkey over here, and you've got Constantinople, and that was when Rome fell in 410, when that's right around the time Islam rose right around them separately, but the different Germanic tribes conquered Rome. Overhead shot, I'll show everybody. They come in and bring all this down. Well, right around that very same time, Islam is forming. Okay, so then Rome moves over to Turkey and to Constantinople, that is now Istanbul, and the Muslims attack it hundreds of times over 200 years, 300 years actually, and finally bring it down. So these are just some snapshots of Greece conquered, kicked the Muslims out, conquered, kick them out, kick them out, kick them out, kick them out, kick them out. Why do Greek women on average have black hair? Because the Muslims. Okay, I mean, this is literally the history of Europe for 1,000, well, now it's 1,500 years, being attacked. And it's Islam, 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 taking the eastern part of the Roman Empire. Because when the Alaric, the Visigoth chieftain, conquered Rome in 410, it all just turned into wilderness and collapsed, and the Germans and the Visigoths, the Ostrogoths, just went back to where they were from. But that's not what Islam did. It continued to expand. And so into the vacuum of the fall of the Roman Empire comes Islam. And so for almost 900 years after this, Constantinople, pull up the fall of Constantinople. Pull up the death of Muhammad to the fall of Constantinople. It's like 800 years. I'm going from memory here. Let's see if I'm right. Now, again, they go and buy all these cannons from European manufacturers and developers to be able to finally breach the walls, and they had traitors inside to take it down. And then hundreds and hundreds of years after that, in 1453, and then look up when Muhammad died, look it up for yourself. That's like 1,000 years before, 800 years before. So this is what's been going on forever. And I'm moving quick here, so I'm just going from basic history, all the factoids. Just look it up for yourself. But I'm giving you a basic roadmap to look up. It's teleprompter free. So you got like 800 years, 700 years, whatever it was after Muhammad's death, you got the fall of the Roman Empire in its eastern part that survived. But right around the time the Western Empire falls, about 150 years after, that's when Islam comes in. So that's the reality here. And I just gave you a basic breakdown of this. But here's the good news. I'm going to go to your calls after this. But I'm going to tell you about the La Reconquista. And I'm not talking about the left and Mecha. I'm talking about the real La Reconquista, or the reconquering, when we come back. And that begins now.
Right now, I'm a little more quiet because I'm on the quiet side of this race. But I'm going to tell you that once November 4th comes around, I will tell the story. The story is not just that it's random that Zohran ascended to this place. It is our Muslim American communities. And I'll also say that it's Muslim money. The PACs that have supported Zohran, or a particular PAC that has supported Zohran, is probably over 80% of Muslim American donors in this country, high net donors, grassroots donors. And I want to make the point that the Unity and Justice Fund PAC, which is the CARE Super PAC, was the largest institutional donor to the pro-Zohran PAC in New York.
And I've got countless videos of Islamic leaders in Europe and the U.S. just last month, and we played a lot of them, saying, oh, we're going to conquer now. Muhammad was wrong to do it by jihad physically. We do it by jihad politically. They also have jihad informationally. So the Reconquista in Spain, the Reconquista, Spanish and Portuguese for Reconquista, Reconquer, or the Fall, was a series of military and cultural campaigns by Northern Christian and Muslim ruled, which was previously been part of the kingdom before the Muslim conquest of 711. Again, they attacked, they invaded, they took 80%+ of Spain. The Reconquista concluded in 1492 with the capture of Granada with the Catholic monarchs of Spain, thereby ending the presence of Muslim rule in the Iberian Peninsula. The beginning of the Reconquista traditionally dated from the battle approximately a decade after the Muslim conquest of Iberian Peninsula began, in which an army of kingdom achieved the first Christian victory over the forces of the Caliphate since the beginning of the military invasion. By the early 11th century, the Caliphate of Cordoba endured state collapse into a series of petty successor states. The northern kingdoms advanced further against these fiefdoms and often made them subject to the projection of the racket system. And then it goes on through it. But it took hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years for them to take back Spain. So the Muslims invaded. The Muslims invaded. And they took the men and killed them. And they took the little girls and women for sex slavery on record. And they took them and sold them all over. And they raided Italy. They raided the south of France. This is all on record. So let's go to Spain here and the La Reconquista and Portugal. So this is you know, the beginning of the Crusades. Rome almost falls repeatedly to Islamic invasion. Let's show those huge walls around the Vatican. That was all that's left. They took Rome repeatedly. But the Vatican had its big giant walls able to hold them off. So the Pope orders all the Catholics in Western Europe, you better come invade. You better attack back or you're done. So this is our culture. This is who we are. And who held out without, you know, who were Orthodox for 500, 600, 700, 800 years, hell, until now, 1,000 years, that was what is Serbia today. So Bill Clinton goes and bombs them, hands over a third of the South to the Muslims, does all that. Think about what's been going on here. Think about the fall of Constantinople. Now Istanbul, their blue mosque. That's not a mosque. It's a church. It's a Catholic church. So they're expanding. They're invading. There's 2 billion of them. They know, oh, we're so hospitable. Oh, we're victims. Be nice to us. And not all Muslims want to expand. They're not practicing Muslims. They're backslidden. They're not following the Quran. And you go all over the Pacific Ocean, all these islands. Look at this overhead shot. All these islands, most of them are Muslim. Why? Because they had pirates. They had slavery. It was from all these different Barbary states in Somalia, out robbing everybody all over the Pacific, going out, taking over, selling the slaves. And they do genetic testing all over the Pacific of these people. And they go, oh, yeah, you're Spanish. You're white because your families, your ancestors were loaded on slave boats and shipped all over the Muslim world. And I'm giving you a very basic history here, a very, very basic history. And we hear all day about after the Reconquista that concluded by 1492, that's when Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And he was Italian, and they said, we're going to cut the Muslims out. This slavery thing's a big business. We already have maps from other explorers that actually proven all this, not just Leif Erikson, but others. There have been many, but the reports came back. Well, he had all the maps. He went to Queen Isabella, and he said, we can run slaves out of Western Africa, and we can go grow sugar cane to make rum and sell that to the world and tobacco. So you hear about Christopher Columbus all day from Mondami and from AOC and, you know, from Ilhan Omar, whose family was the ruling slave rulers of Somalia, right here. Well, they were just cutting in on the business. Europe wasn't in on the slave trade. It was banned after the fall of Rome. And Rome didn't want African slaves for whatever reason. They had German and French slaves and Austrian slaves. They could never conquer Albion. That's why they built Hadrian's Wall right up here. And they actually in their book say, these Britties and these Gaelics make bad slaves. So this is all what went on. And then and by 1800, England banned slavery, launches a 10-year war to ban all the countries doing it, and attacks Spain and Portugal, everybody, to ban slavery. In the Caribbean, where you grow the sugar cane, and in South America to make the rum. So see, but see, the left knows people don't know basic history, and you could spend decades learning all this. I've read hundreds of books on this. It's so fascinating. You learn all about this. There are Muslim colonies all the way, all over the Pacific Ocean, all over the place, everywhere. They're missionaries. Slavery. Right there. So, I'm going to your phone calls now, but I thought we should spend some time on other expansionist forces here today, and we just did that, but it's time culturally for the West to understand, if you don't stand up for yourself, you will be conquered. Stand up culturally. Stand up financially. You just saw the Islamics saying, we are funding Mandami. We are putting him in. You had so many Jews that have been refugees funding the Islamic invasion of Europe and the fetish to be anti-Europe. And finally, the Jews went, whoa, the Muslims have taken over government all over Europe. They're kicking us out. We better go against them. Let's become Republican. And now the left comes in with its operatives and says, no, be pro-Islam, be anti-Israel. It's the power attacking. Well, it's doing stuff too. Let's cut Israel out of controlling us. But Israel's more precision and more wealthy and more manipulative, but it's not a few million of them. And they're all fighting with each other. They're not unified under Islam. Sure, you have Shiites and Sunnis fighting with each other, but for jihad and for conquest and for Muhammad's expansion, they are unified. There's not 2 billion Jews. They're not putting Mandami in right now. Let's talk about Soros, who isn't a Jew. He's allied with the power, the control. He's against the West. His specialty was crashing pension funds in Europe and bringing countries down. He hates Europe. He loves the Muslims. And this is all an oversimplification. But compared to what you hear, it's incredibly complex. I could spend years explaining every part of this. I'd have to pull up the textbooks, the history, know-it-all, because I remember all the basic facts, but I'm just giving you my basic boil-down. So check everything I said. There's a general dates and things get blurry, but you know, as the crew pulling it up, I'm generally right. We were attacked by Islam for 700 years until we even lifted a finger to fight back. Because, you know, letters come and most people couldn't write. And you're hearing, yeah, this country fell. You've never even seen a map of it. Okay. All of a sudden, they're in Western Europe. All of a sudden, the Pope gets scared because three or four times in 100 years, they almost took it. They barely held the Vatican with its 200-foot walls. And the Pope, who'd been paranoid of Western Europe, a lot of their kings weren't wanting to follow his orders. He went, emergency, I order you. Come to our aid now. And you had the Crusades. You had people on boats and horses travel thousands of miles into the desert. And they had to go through all the countries conquered by the Muslims and all the fortresses we built. And died millions. It took decades to get to the Holy Land and say, sign deals, stop attacking. And what did Thomas Jefferson do? Ran against military expansion, ran against foreign entanglements. But when the Barbary pirates were robbing and enslaving all over, he sent the Marines in and crushed them in 3 years. But only when the Vatican was about to fall, only when Poland was falling, only when Muslims were invading Germany and Austria, and only when Muslim slave ships started showing up in the English Channel and trying to rob the King of England's ships did he go, because the multiple popes begged for help for decades. Only then did they put on their war helmets and go out and do it, because they had to. And that's the same place we're at right now. Don't think just because we're getting our ass kicked and overrun, we're done. The minute we decide to stand up, and that doesn't mean blow up our own World Trade Centers for Israel and then go invade and blow up the Muslims, then open borders up and flood us with them. No, that was part of a larger plan. It's sick. No, only when we shut our borders down, only when we stand up for our own culture, only when we, like Europe's doing, banning the burqa, only when we reassert our power of our sovereignty and our land do we have a guarantee of victory. But you got to stop caring what people think about you. Because believe me, you can't go to some Muslim country and preach the gospel. They'll hang your ass. They'll cut your head off. Now, are you glad I talked about Islam today? You know you are. You're intrigued. You want to know more. You know all about every weird, diverse Jewish custom because you obsess over it all. Hundreds of factions. Great. Spend 20% of your time on that. You better spend your time on communist China. You better spend your time on AI. You better spend your time on Islam. You better spend your time on the big enchiladas. Because quite frankly, I've seen it and I've done it. Prosperity, a future, the West, stopping this Christian fight with Jews, Jews fight with Christians. We better come together and we better knock it off and we better get organized or civilization itself is going to collapse. And that's what Trump represents. It has to stop. It has to stop now or we're screwed. And that's, you know what I stand for? A future. Stopping nuclear war, just like Tucker Carlson. Yeah, Russia's sending hypersonic missiles to Venezuela. You see how where this is going? Oh, we better not talk about Venezuela. You know, you're covering up for the Jews again. Again, you're mental midgets. And Netanyahu trying to suck us out of our pivot to China and trying to end our Russia war to make himself a center of attention is a major threat to civilization itself. And Israel only caring about its interest is blind to the fact the interests are all connected. When I say Israel, I mean Netanyahu. So when Netanyahu was trying to destroy our foreign policy, I went after him hard, and he attacked me because at that point he was getting in the middle of what we're doing that is a way better policy than he pulled out of his ass to stay in power and popular. But I only go up against the Israel lobby when they are doing something horrible and wrecking us directly. When you only obsess on that, you blind yourself to everything else that's going on. Grow up. I know it's a lot of homework. Or you might just listen to people that know what they're talking about. You can spot check the stuff I've said. You'll find out it's all true and worse than I told you. But Russia's been invaded by Muslims for 1,300 years. And the Huns. And the French. And the Germans. And, oh, let's go start a fight with them. Do you know the sociology? Do you know the anthropology? Do you know the history? I do. I can talk to top Russian ministers and converse on their systems, their ideas, and they say, how do you know more than even our other ministers? How do you know us? Because I know history. It's fascinating. And I stand with the West and the survivors. And as the West, classic West, has been overrun, Western Europe, the greatest assets we have of Western culture left are in Eastern Europe and Russia. Russia is a brain trust. Eastern Europe is precious to the West. The arrogant Western Europeans would look at the Slavs and say, well, because you've been overrun for thousands of years by Huns and Muslims, and because you don't look exactly like us, and because some of you have dark hair, we say you aren't Ubermenschen. When they were the Viking Ubermenschen that held off the attacks for thousands of fucking years. Now you know the truth. Step into your birthright. Step into who you are as the West. Anybody that wants to join us can adopt the Western ideals. But recognize the West is superior and join us or be destroyed by the hordes. Your enemy is not the West. Your enemy is the fact that you have not embraced it. Who's up next? Let's go to Leo in Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's a pleasure to speak with you again, brother. I think you're hitting it all dead on the head. I mean, I'm seeing the Islamification of Minnesota, and it's soon to be New York. I mean, you go over south where George Floyd Square is, and they do the Muslim call to prayer. They even go into these
stores. They blast it at 6 a.m., pissing in our faces. They blast it at 6 a.m. and at midnight.
100%. Not only that, they're getting into the prison system, and they're radicalizing the blacks that are inside the prison system to adopt Islam. And they're converting them over from these gangs, because I believe these gangs at the end of the day will stand with the West, and they will stand with this country when it all falls down. So now they're radicalizing the blacks inside of the prison to get them to support the whole Islam
ideology.
And all
you got to do is read to those black convicts the Koran saying blacks are raisin heads. I mean, you realize 100%. The Somalis don't see themselves as black. They see themselves as rulers, because they are. They are the ultimate slavers.
And the Somalis out here in Minnesota, they can't stand the blacks. They come here, they look at them as lazy. They look at them and they laugh at them and they refuse to assimilate. And the destruction of this country is coming from the inside, radicalizing the institutions and pushing all of this on the young and the youth. And, I mean, it's sad to see it catching, but ultimately, I think there's so many people that aren't active, and that when it really hits the fan, these people are in for a big
surprise.
No, I agree.
If I got to pick one thing, there's a whole bunch of Jewish sects, and I've studied it until it gives me a headache. I know more than the people who claim they do. They got mad at Titus for sacking Rome when the Jewish zealots killed a whole bunch of Romans and kicked them out. The Romans would destroy anybody that got in their way, okay, back when they were tough. And the rabbis then after that, it's not the Torah, it's not the Old Testament. Their new thing is pissed off at Europe, and they see Europe as the Rome because it destroyed Jerusalem and the temple in 70 AD. Jews have got to get over that, and a lot of them have, and they've got to just 100% come join the West. But again, it's the globalists manipulating with Islam, trying to cut that off, because if they do that, we are screwed. And this civil war between Christians and Jews has to stop. But Jews like Levin and Shapiro know exactly what they're doing. They're playing a double game, and they are igniting all this, and they're more dangerous than the Muslims. And how dare them attack Tucker? So this is sophistication, folks. This isn't light-level stuff, okay? And so I tell the Jews out there, you need to signal you're on board. I tell the white supremacist people and all their Jew obsession, you need to stop that. We need to stop it. We need to have a cultural treaty to defend the West and admit it's a heavy influence of Judaism. It's a big part of it in the Bible and all of it in Abrahamic religion. And we just have to do this. It has to happen. But down this road, with all the leftist Jews with Islam trying to sabotage the West, we're screwed. And then the Jews will have nowhere to hide. Communist China's not going to take them. Islam's going to kill them. Does that make sense to you, what I'm saying?
100%. And people need to realize that the globalists are just using psychological warfare to pit these different groups on each other with radical Islam.
While they take over with the AI.
100%. 100%, Alex. Can I plug the iodine real quick,
sure,
Alex?
Go ahead.
I think the nascent iodine, I still think it's probably one of the greatest products you've ever had.
No, it's sold out. We can't produce it in InfoWars. We can put out fake iodine. It's bound. They're not the real thing. Everybody says they have atomic. They don't. We have it. Bigley's coming out with it soon. So just send another email to Bigley. Tell him, get on it. All right. God bless you. Appreciate your call. All right. More calls. Casey, Omar. Oh, we got a Muslim. Omar's up next. Stay with us. The Western Roman Empire fell in 410 to Alaric the Visigoth, chieftain. Then what remained of Rome and Western culture ran to Istanbul, and it stood for hundreds upon hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years and hundreds of attacks by Islam. Then, 600 years ago, it fell. All of Europe has been under continual assault from Islam. And now traitors within our governments have brought in Islam. And they believe out of the crisis that this causes, they'll be able to set up a police state to referee the division. But in the end, with 2 billion Muslims and then having average 7-8 children apiece, they will end up conquering. And the Muslim you know that's your doctor or your professor that's a nice person, whose wife doesn't wear a beekeeper suit, he'll be thrown off a building along with you. So I don't hate the Muslims individually. But I tell you, other than communist China and the whole AI globalist death cult, it's one of the main threats. And because so much of the Western globalist nerve center is Jewish, and a lot of it involved in this, the left now knows to direct at that to create a right-wing civil war in the West to divert from Islam. Cut off Israel's money, cut off Israel's power domestically, cut off its expansionary aims, but don't destroy it. It's not going to go away as nuclear weapons. Don't trigger the Samson option. Defuse the situation. But 20 million Jews or whatever it is worldwide against 2 billion Muslims and the West completely paralyzed in political correctness is a recipe for total, complete disaster. So here's my problem. I don't shy away from exposing Islam because I'm scared to do it. It's so bad. It's so voluminous every day when you're actually researching that I want to cover AI. I want to cover communist China. I want to cover the Satanist above it all. But it also becomes an all-consuming thing. So we have to balance this out and cover every issue. I need to cover AI more. We know what's going on there. We need to cover all of it. And that's my pledge to you is I've done a pretty good job, but I need to focus in on all the major pillars here. But at the end of the day, without God, we're totally screwed. I mean, just today they released new Arctic Frost documents where they had Trump's cell phone illegally. They got it. The Biden emails, the Obama emails, they were running it all. We already knew that, but I mean, that Comey was the leaker, which we knew. He's done. We got to remove that group of scum. They don't think long term. They think about their power now. They don't care about a generation ahead. They care about what they can do now. Well, the Muslims think long term. The Chinese think in 100-year plans. And you can say, though it's different groups, I don't want to say one group, the Jews think long term. We have to think long term. You can be black, white, whatever. If you support the West, you support God, you support freedom, start thinking long term. I've been on air 31 years. That's nothing. I've had high-level CIA go, man, you've been patient. We saw your plan. How'd you do this? And I said, well, everything's a long game. I can't really affect something now when I'm on Access TV, you know, in 1994, but I can believe in humanity and know this plan's so evil. If I just expose it and build an audience, they'll see, and as it unfolds, I'll have credibility, and then we can rally and beat it. And I did it. And I'm just a guy from Texas. But I'm a man of the West, and I've historically been given a birthright of so many gifts of the Holy Spirit. All humans are given different gifts by God. Every race particularly is known for having specific gifts, but there are people in every race that have gifts that are in all the races. But I've been given gifts that I meant to use of strategic understanding and of over-the-horizon understanding and of clairvoyance. And I intend to use it fully in the service of humanity. That means everyone. But not at the betrayal and destruction of who I am. And the, not pride, but the office, the property, the deed, the house that I am in. I will not betray my ancestors that invented the stock exchange and conquered England 1,000 years ago and launched the 1776 and launched the Texas Revolution. I will not take that birthright of pro-human revolution and flush down the toilet because I'm told I'm being mean when I am the one under assault, when I am being conquered, when I am being dominated. But I will do it from a place of love and Christ-like energy and open hand to everyone. But all these other groups are part of their conquering system. So you must oppose them, whether it's Islam or the Likudniks or any of it. Choose the West, America first, the pillar of the West. Join us now. The tent's big. And certainly look at what you're trying to get into. Oh, you'll conquer it, then you'll control it. No, you'll destroy it. And it's been Westerners advocating their responsibility and turning over the keys to the technocrats, the globalists, that have done this. because the globalists don't want any hope for anybody. They want to destroy the West. Because you can't have a system that's superior under a tyranny, or everyone will adopt that and see a difference. There'll be a control group. All right, go to your calls. Randall in Colorado, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the term Sodalitas Interna?
Is that Latin?
Yeah, Latin for the group within, the inner society. It's like you keep saying that too, and I'm going to sharpen this to a point. It's a group within all of these groups. It's what we call the deep state. It's not the Jews.
100% what I was taught. 100% my uncle, who was highly decorated Vietnam, special operations, everything. And he would explain to me, he said, it's rings within rings. It's a secret group in control of all the major groups. Exactly. And if you read a lot of philosophy, exactly. So go ahead.
Yeah, they control the city of London and Wall Street. They appoint every head of every central bank around the world. It goes all the way back to the East India Company and the royal family in England. The deep state has always existed.
And that goes back to when Rome, when Western Rome fell, a bunch of them went to Constantinople, but the others went to Scotland and then settled in what is Britain today. Absolutely. Come with the black nobility.
Exactly. The European Union was never a union. It was always a cartel for the Hydra, the deep state. It's got its tentacles everywhere. It's not, you know, the LGBTQ. It's all different saturations of tolerances for Satanism, pedophilia and vampirism, you know. The Muslims invaded Vlad the Conqueror, and what did he do? He put poles up their asses, you know.
And King Charles' original royal bloodline is Vlad the Impaler.
The CIA was created in 1947, right? Israel was established as a state in 1948, and Mossad came right after in 1949. It's just like what they tried to do with the Ukraine as a satellite state in Russia. They're always against Russia, right?
Thanks for the call. Great points. Casey in Michigan, you're on the air world. Oh, no, I said Muslims ahead of the line. I just keep forgetting. I'm sorry. Because I tend to look at whatever caller's the oldest. And I apologize, Omar. I said I'd go to you first, and I just kept forgetting because I just normally look at the oldest call. We'll go to Casey in a minute. Omar in Connecticut, who says they're a Muslim. Go ahead. Give us your take on this.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm all right.
I'm going to surprise you right now, man. I am a religious Muslim. I read my Quran. I follow my religion pretty well. And I did agree with everything you say, man. So the thing that I feel is the problem that needs to be that we need to focus on is if you come to the Western countries from different countries, do not push your ideologies and your culture onto them. You either follow them or somewhat like try to adapt yourself to it, or just don't be there. I'm an American, man. And I'm another thing that I really wanted to talk about, which really is important to people understand, is that in Arabic as the language, the word jihad means using your whole power and will for something that is good and is to God.
And what, there's four forms of jihad, right?
No, there's a million forms of jihad. So I'll give you a couple examples. There's jihad at work. If you push yourself maximum power every day, pushing yourself to be good at work, and the only thing in your mind is I'm doing this for God and my family so they can live good and for my job to stay up and not go bankrupt and shut down, that's a form of jihad. If it's you're jihading your time, you're using your time, all your time, for the good, to raise awareness, to help people, that's jihad at work. Jihad at war, I'm an American. My jihad at war is defending the United States and its people, because this is my land and this is my people. And I don't care what religion is against me. If you're shooting at my people, I'm shooting back. That's what I call it.
Let me raise this to you. Just like on average, and I was brought up a Protestant, but I was never brought up anti-Catholic. The point was, I have found Catholics in general are heavily engaged against abortion, tyranny. They're great people. Then the Pope is like a huge globalist, the last Pope too. You know, it's terrible. And you got Vatican II, all that. I've met a lot of Muslims in high school, college. I was friends with, lift weights with, you know, friends with. They were really pious, smart, great business people, totally nice. And their moms and sisters weren't wearing beekeeper suits and all this. My point is, I would say then you're not Orthodox, Shiite, or Sunni, because the Orthodox groups are the ones that want to enforce that. So Muslims come in, they're nice people, but behind it is the radicals. Behind it, you know, is the controlling system. My only issue to all of this is that now you have the left allied with Islam, and it's a very dangerous situation.
That's the thing, Alex. They're not allies with Islam. They're using Islam the same way in the East, like in the Arab world, how the Jews look. Oh, all the Jews are bad. No, it's a specific group. Like the last caller said, it's a specific group within the group. People are using the Islamic faith as a scapegoat. Islam, the word Islam, comes from the submission to God. You cannot submit to God and start killing his own creation. You, just like anybody else, are his creation, and he is the one that calls the shots, not you. All right? You're, as a Muslim, and this I'm talking to you, I was born and raised a Muslim, Sunni Muslim, okay? I follow the Sharia that everybody's scared of, because the Sharia that they use, that they use here, or what they so-called call the Sharia, is not the Sharia. It's not right. It does not make sense for an actual Muslim, for a true Muslim.
I think it's fair to say there's a lot of diverse thought in Islam. Thank you for the call. All I'm saying is it's been Islam expanding, been the West contracting, and so people of the West need to be aware of that. Thank you for the call. I appreciate you. Now, I shot a report this morning on geoengineering that's very powerful. We're going to premiere here in a few minutes. Be ready for that. We just posted on X if you want to share it. Ben in Oregon, you're on the air. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good to hear from you again. I just wanted to add that it appears to me, based on my research, that the cultural war and everything that we're seeing with the Islamic extremists and whatnot has been co-opted by the communists. And that's who's using Islam to keep the distraction off themselves.
Oh, I totally agree. Western Islam is allied with communists.
Yep, 100%. And are you familiar with the book Unrestricted Warfare?
Yes.
Written by the communist generals in 99.
Yeah, in China.
Yes. And if you read that, we seem to be under that plan, so to speak, with the cultural war, the psychological war, the economic wars, and the proxy wars. You've got the messaging now coming from the left and the jihad is the West is oppressive, capitalism is evil, traditional values are fascism. And so it seems that everything it's almost like a hybrid, so to speak.
Most of Hollywood's fun about China, any type of division. Great call. We'll take more calls tomorrow on this. Thank you, Ben. Let's talk to Casey in Michigan, says they're a Muslim. Go ahead, Casey, you're on the air.
Yes. I'm Muslim, and I was born in America. My name's Tracy. You know, like I have straight American generations back. I have five children. I live in Dearborn, that they keep on saying is full of Sharia law. I think that the news and the media has focused on Dearborn because this is the one city in America.
Let me ask you, so what's your background? Irish, Scottish, German? What is it?
English.
Okay, so let me guess. So did you end up marrying a Muslim man? Is he from Pakistan or is he a black convert?
No, I learned about Islam because I encountered it when I was like 22. I converted, and then I married a Lebanese man. But I converted on my own first.
And how many children do you have?
So I have five.
And is that part of Islam's mission?
No, you're not. No, you don't have to have children. There are plenty of women here that have one child, two child. Some have four children.
Let me ask, what does your husband do for a living?
He drives a truck, a delivery truck, local.
And are you guys on SNAP benefits?
I used to be a long time ago when the children were young, but not anymore.
Well, just you understand, like the average Christian has two kids, which you see the thing here. You have five. You plan to have more?
Right. No, I'm 50 now. Too old.
Yeah.
But my children, they're you know, blonde hair, blue eyes. If you didn't know their name, if they don't say their name, they're American. And we raise them, we're Americans, and our religion is Muslim, or, you know. And Dearborn is, talk about Muslims integrating into society. The reason they keep on targeting Dearborn is because before they actually, like, went to war in Yemen and Syria, and they shipped people here who they selected. Dearborn was a city that Muslims naturally immigrated into for the past.
No, I get it. Sick of some jihadis. Call me back tomorrow. Great call. Thank you. I'm sorry to Sheldon. I don't have time. Here is my report. Just this morning, out hiking in this giant area, they're building a new housing community where they stole the land from everybody. That's a whole other subject. But I'm explaining the fact that they now admit that geoengineering is going on. We have the head of the EPA admitting it. This is a huge report. It's so important. It's live on X right now. Be sure and share it. And then Harrison Smith takes over in about 10 minutes. But go share the report right now on X at Real Alex Jones. Here is the report on geoengineering. We're totally vindicated. Here it is. All right, I want to show you something. You see? Right there? That's a real 35,000-foot ice crystals forming on the leading edge of the aircraft's wings. Until the early 90s, that's what the trails looked like. And if the atmosphere was right, sometimes they'd be a little bit longer, but would dissipate in a few minutes. They're just ice crystals. But since they began the big secret project that now even the head of the EPA admits is real, and they're investigating, the Department of Energy.
Concerned Americans have urgent and important questions about geoengineering and contrails. The American public deserves and expects honesty and transparency from their government when seeking answers. But for years, people who asked questions in good faith were dismissed, even vilified by the media and their own government. That era is over. The Trump EPA is committed to total transparency. As a result, I tasked my team at EPA to compile a list of everything we know about contrails and geoengineering for the purpose of releasing it to you now publicly. In other words, I want you to know everything I know about these topics and without any exception. Instead of simply dismissing these questions and concerns as baseless conspiracies, we're meeting them head on. We did the legwork, looked at the science, consulted agency experts, and pulled in relevant outside information to put these online resources together. Everything we know about contrails to solar geoengineering will be in there. That means anyone who reads through this information will know as much about these topics as I do as EPA administrator. To anyone who's ever looked up to the streaks in the sky and asked, "What the heck is going on?" or seen headlines about private actors and even governments looking to blot out the sun in the name of stopping global warming, we've endeavored to answer all of your questions at the links on your screen. In fact, EPA shares many of the same concerns when it comes to potential threats to human health and the environment, especially from solar geoengineering activities. The enthusiasm for experiments that would pump pollutants into the high atmosphere has set off alarm bells here at the Trump EPA. Prior to now, EPA has never been this proactive to raise awareness about concerns with geoengineering and to stop this activity from being scaled up. This is what it looks like when government actually listens to the will of the people and doesn't try to squash it. You can always trust this administration and this EPA to take your concerns seriously, answer your questions honestly, and carry out the will of voters with integrity.
Suddenly, it stopped. I had not seen blue skies like this on a routine basis in decades. And now I've been out here hiking the last 3 days. And Texas blue skies, baby. And so
We're going to be investigating this and breaking this down more. But we're getting real change with Trump. Of course, we have the former CIA director, Brennan, bragging about the project. We have all the documents, but then when you talk about it, oh, you're crazy, it doesn't exist. And we have UN treaties for weather modification. The EU does as well. So again, there it is. There's your ice crystal. Notice it's dissipating behind it. That's a real contrail, not a chemtrail. And there's Mega City Austin. That's a condensation trail from a passenger jet. That's real. That's natural. That's not weather modification chemtrails.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly.
Then people ask me, well then, why at 5,000 feet or so do we see these condensation trails that have been hanging there for the last 30 minutes? And that's because there's particulate in the lower atmosphere from our vehicles and from potash and from pollen, so that when the planes come into Bergstrom or out and they're leaving ice condensation in very small amounts behind them, it's able to link up with the particulate that's in the atmosphere lower down and then form not ice crystals, but small water vapor clouds. So again, a lot of this is naturally occurring because we're terraforming things ourselves, all the particulate we put out. But what we haven't seen is the total jacketing from 35,000 feet down with the crisscrossing in that project. And meteorologists have seen a marked change the last 10 months, really the last 8 or so, took a few months to get control of it. And they're not adding the aluminum dioxide, barium salts at the highest levels they were, into the main manufacturers of jet fuel. And they have the patents where it's put out through the turbine engines. But that's just one way that the secret project was going on. They also have government spray planes up there. So we'll be examining this a lot more. But again, that's what you have going on right there.
Harrison Smith takes over now the war room. Turn live feeds.